So I have an 8-month-old at home, and anybody who's a parent or has been around an 8-month-old knows how much of a joy that time of the life is. I mean, it's just great. There's no sleep. And I came home last night around 12:30-ish, and he's screaming his head off. And normally I just chalk it up to, all right, well, you know, he's a baby. And that's what babies do. They cry. They cry when they're asleep for no real reason. You pick them up. You give them a bottle. They stop crying. 30 minutes later, they cry again. It's a fun cycle. But last night was different because last night I said, okay, there's an explained reason for his crying. He must have spent his Friday night watching the Philadelphia Phillies. That's what it must have been. That's the explanation for why my kid just spent the entire night crying. He must have sat there and said, I've only been around for 8 months, but that was the biggest waste of my damn time I can think of. And you know what? I was right there with him because I was the fool who watched every pitch. I watched every single pitch of that team going up 7-0 to a team that has no business being a Major League Baseball team. Let's call it what it is. All right. They played them 24 hours ago. Most people can't name more than 4 members on the team. They're trying to tank. They're trying their best to get a high draft pick. They're basically doing everything but saying, trust the process. So you go up 7-0 and it's like, okay, thank God. Thank God they're going to take the first game. It's only the third inning, but they'll take the first game. There's no way even the Phillies can blow this. Then all of a sudden, the fish woke up. Now, the fact that we even say the fish woke up is a joke in and of itself. But the third inning comes around, and your pitcher, your illustrious Vinny Velo, which I would like to take that nickname and shoot it to the moon, decides to remember who he is, even with those stupid player weekend uniforms. He realizes, oh yeah, I'm Vince Velasquez, proceeds to give it all right back in the third inning. Hey, not to worry. You end up getting 2 right back in the fourth. But then the fifth comes around. We end up giving up the lead. Then the sixth comes around. They tack on 3 more. Then the eighth comes around. They tack on 4 more. And suddenly this game spirals out of control in a way that I can't remember the last time a game of really this magnitude spiraled out of control quicker. Because this series was so important on the heels of sweeping the Boston Red Sox that you end up laying down to the Miami freaking Marlins, basically the equivalent of a Triple-A team. And to the Marlins' credit, they showed fight. You know, you get down 7-0. They should have just, you know, rolled over and died and just played for tomorrow. I say that because I'm a Phillies fan, and that seems to be what they do all the damn time. They did it last night. You showed a little bit of fight in the fourth by getting 2 runs back, and then after that, you mailed it in. You quit. You played for tomorrow. They do that all the time, right? Little adversity, this team comes out and just says, all right, don't worry. We have tomorrow. I'm fed up. I'm absolutely fed up. And I'm just trying at this point to make sense of it all. To make sense of how a team can go into Boston, sweep, granted it's only 2 games, but you're able to sweep the Boston Red Sox, and you can't beat a team like the Miami Marlins, who had some dude yesterday with the jersey of like, how was it, like big Mac or something? It was absurd. Curtis Granderson is playing for this team. You can't beat them. I mean, come on. So at this point, I'm at a loss for words with the Phillies and their illustrious manager, and I'm trying to figure out what's next. Because the reality is we can make every excuse in the book, every single excuse as to what went wrong in this season, and there are tons of them, But in 5 years and in 10 years, we're going to look back on the season and say, the fact is, they didn't make the playoffs because they couldn't beat up on the bad teams. And the bad teams are the Miami Marlins, who really have no business whatsoever being called a Major League Baseball team. They play in front of 42 fans a night. They have guys on the team named Brian Anderson. Their leadoff hitter was some dude named John Birdie. And they took you to town last night. The worst of it is that the manager, Gabe Kapler, who I'm completely out on, completely, will survive another day. He'll survive. Nothing is going to happen to Gabe.
We're fine.
We're fine. Right? We're fine. Don't worry. I'm the dog in the burning building. It's fine. I'll survive another day.
I'm very proud of those guys.
Because I have built-in excuses like Bryce Harper was on paternity leave. I have built-in excuses like Juan Nicasio got injured. Right? I have all these built-in excuses. Excuse, excuse, excuse for why my team gave up 19 freaking runs. Hey, my pitching coach is a rookie pitching coach. Miami is the perfect place for Gabe Kapler, is it not? This dude just dips into coconut oil, right? Spits out ice cream, doesn't want the calories. I'm all about leaving him at this point in Miami. Just leave him there. But I'm going to ask you guys out there, and by the way, I didn't want to come in negative. I really didn't. It's Fan Fest Day. It's supposed to be a fun party today. All right? It's supposed to be one of the best days of the year. Should have been. I should be coming in talking about a big Phillies win. How we start the series off right. Not asking for a sweep, take 2 of 3. You don't have Aaron Nola this series, so it's imperative to take 2 of 3, keep this thing rolling. Do they do that? No. The offense did their job, because when you score 9 runs, and I understand, by the way, the score was 19-11. The last 2 runs were ridiculous. All right, their bases loaded walks. So I'm not even counting them. All of a sudden, they decided to start putting up good at-bats in the ninth after laying down for the last 4 innings. No, no, no. You put up 9 runs, you should win. You should absolutely win. The offense did their job. It must be absolutely soul-crushing for these guys to give up, you know, to put up 9 runs, and the crappy pitching staff gives it right back. I don't even blame the offense. You can't put this on, you know, the lack of Bryce Harper. No, this is a roster situation. This is a Gabe situation. This is a Chris Young situation. This is a systematic situation. And folks, it doesn't get any better. Because tonight, they've got Zach Eflin going. And, you know, if you would have told me they have Zach Eflin going in May, I would have been jacked about that. All right, great. Zach Eflin. He's probably your best pitcher. All of a sudden, the wheels fell off on Zach Eflin. He gets put in the bullpen, and now he's going tonight, and he's only got, you know, 4.57 ERA, but that doesn't even tell the story. That doesn't even tell the whole story on Zach Eflin. Something's up with him. He's forgotten how to pitch, and that's the dude that we're throwing in there to avoid losing a series. The fish counter with Yamamoto, a kid who they got in the Christian Yelich trade, wasn't even that great of a trade. But I fully expect the Phillies to lose tonight. And it's gotten to the point with me where they put up 7 early on, and I just think to myself, how do they blow this? It's not like a 2008, 2009 Philly situation where, you know, 2010, you just go, okay, I can turn this game off. They've already won it. No, you have to keep watching it. You have to. Because of how bad this team is. And amazingly, they are still, quote-unquote, in the hunt. Now, the Phillies, my producer, Dylan McKinnon's writing up, Courtney Ruben Frank, Phillies have never blown a 7-run lead and lose by 7 runs or more. I mean, the Marlins' season high this season, I think, was 15. They put up 19. That was unequivocally the worst loss of the season, and that is a loss that dictates somebody losing their job. The problem is, it is August 24th. It's probably too late and you should have made changes about 2 months ago. Now, they make the one change, finally firing John Mailey. And apparently that move was in the works. Let me just do a quick Google search and find out what Rich Doobie's doing. Let's just get the whole gang back together. The whole damn gang. Because I honestly don't know how much a new pitching coach could even help at this point. I do think that having Chris Young in here isn't helping things at all. By the way, Rich Doobie is free. He's just sitting on a boat somewhere, fishing, doing nothing, unemployed. But I honestly don't think that Chris Young, a rookie pitching coach, has done anything for this team but steal money. So with the offseason quickly approaching and it looking like the Phillies are not going to make it, as I said, amazingly, they're still in it. They're still in the hunt. So I hate even talking about next April with a team that's still in the hunt and still theoretically could end up making the playoffs, could make a wild card, because I've seen crazier things. I lived through the 2007 season. So it's hard for me to just say this team's dead right now. But looking ahead to the offseason, what is the one move that you would make? If I had to pin you down and say you have one move, you have one magic wand, you're the GM, you're the owner, you can make one move, what is it? Is it bringing in a high-priced pitcher? Is it making a trade? Is it getting rid of somebody, whether it be the pitching coach, the manager? Is it hiring a new manager? Is it hiring a new GM? What is it? Because it's pretty clear at this point that this team needs help. They need it in the worst way possible. You cannot go into next year with this roster currently as constructed. You also can't convince me that losing Andrew McCutchen for the entire season has had this much of an effect. Has it had an effect? Absolutely, I'm not an idiot. It's had an effect. But has it had this much of an effect? This much. Folks, he's still in the dugout. He's just not going on road trips. He's not at home. It's not like they're playing with, you know, AM patches on their jersey, like some would have you believe. Like Andrew McCutchen going out is the equivalent of Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Ryan Howard being out for the season, you know, with the core four. He's an important piece. But to think like Andrew McCutchen going out for the season is the sole reason as to why this team struggled, that's foolish. This team, as constructed, cannot go into next season and expect to win in 2020. And don't get it twisted. They thought they were going to win this season. You don't give a guy a 13-year contract and not expect him to win. Not expect the team to compete for a championship. Not playoff run, championship. Now, that loser, Andy McPhail, can go and address the media and say whatever rhetoric he wants to say about, well, if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. And once again, when you contact me about re-upping my season tickets next year, that's what I'm going to say. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. But you can address the media and you can say that and you can say that you're still on plan, but I'm not buying it. Because this wasn't the plan, Andy. From 4 years ago, this wasn't the plan to give a guy a 13-year contract, to bring in three former All-Stars, two former MVPs, and contend for a wild card berth? That was the plan? Because if that's the plan, then you, Andy McPhail, are stealing stupid money. 610-632-0975. I need one thing. Your thing. That will fix the Phillies next season. That Andy McPhail comment pissed me off like no other. First of all, you sit there and say, we win, we do, we win, if we don't, we don't. Now, you know, that kind of comment, that passes in Kansas City. Certainly passes in Miami because there's only about 35 people that care about the team. But that doesn't pass in Philly with the high expectations that you had for this season. It doesn't pass. But you come out like a buffoon and say, hey, we're still on track from our original plan. Oh, okay. Awesome. So if my original plan 4 years ago was to have an Amazon Prime account. That was my plan. My lofty goal for myself was to save up money, whether the $90 or whatever it is, to have an Amazon Prime account. All right? I'm broke. So that was my lofty plan. I'm going to put away a dollar, you know, every so often, and hopefully in 4 years I can have the $90 to have free shipping for every 2 days. But then all of a sudden, I hit the lottery. You don't think my plan changes? Well, not according to Annie McPhail, and the name says it all, McPhail. And this is what I hate about sports, is the fact, like, losers like that guy get a job. And they live off basically two things, right? He lived off the one good year that he was with the Chicago Cubs. He lives off drafting Manny Machado. And this idiot has a job for life. How many times do you see that in sports? Rob Ryan is probably the biggest example of that. That guy couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag, but because his name's Rob Ryan and because he knows people in football, he has a job for life. Jeff Fisher, I'm looking at you also. That dude is the definition of 7-9, and he'll get a head coaching job again. Happens all the time in sports. God forbid we don't hire our own. Sean Rodriguez, prime example. That dude is stuck on 10 RBIs for about 3 months. He was still getting meaningful at-bats. And not only that, hey, folks, he probably was your best pitcher yesterday. But because he has friends in high places like Matt Klintak and Gabe Kapler, he ends up getting a job, and he continues to be on a major league roster. So losers like Annie McPhail come out, and they tell you, oh, we're not dictating from the courts. We're right on track. Even though we gave out all these high contracts, we're right on track. Sure you are, Andy. If that's the case, then please, God, resign. Resign so I can get somebody in here who has a freaking clue. Somebody. And it's moments like this that make me realize how lucky we were to have a guy like Pat Gillikin here for so many years who did have a clue, who did have a plan, and who, by the way, was pretty freaking honest. Because after the Bobby Abreu trade, he addressed the media, and he didn't sit there and say, oh, everything's great. You know, if it happens, it happens. Hey, I don't care. I got my extension. If you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. We're going to get our TV money anyway. I don't really give a rat's ass. Do what you want. No, this guy, Pat Gillick, came out after the Bobby Abreu trade and said, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We're not going to contend for a year. We'll contend for 2008. And you can look it up. And you know what? There's a lot of outrage. A lot of outrage. He was right. They didn't contend until 2007, they made the playoffs, but you get the point. They won a World Series in 2008. He was pretty honest. Unfortunately for the Phillies, he's retired. He's also living on a boat somewhere, enjoying retirement. He's earned that right. You can't bring everybody out of retirement to save this season like John Middleton would probably like to. So I'm going to put you in John Middleton's seat. What's the one move you make in the offseason to fix this? The one move. And now, luckily, in Philadelphia, and especially with the Phillies, we have owners who do care. All right? It's not that way in every city. A lot of times, and it's funny that we're playing the Miami Marlins because they had an owner for years that was content with losing. That was basically the equivalent of the female owner in Major League. As cheap as possible, get the revenue up, I'll cash out. That's what that guy did. Had no interest whatsoever in winning. Luckily in Philadelphia, we're not like that. All of our teams want to win. All of our teams spend pretty frequently. You never have to worry usually about your owner caring. Your president of baseball operations obviously doesn't really care. He's checked out, Andy McPhail. He's going to get his money. My point is, John Middleton's going to go out and he's going to try to address this. He tried to address it last offseason. He did a really good job. All right. He threw money at the problem. Usually in baseball, that does work. Unfortunately, they left some glaring holes. So I'm going to put you in the John Middleton seat. What is the one move you do to fix this issue? For me, I need a manager in here who has a clue. All right, this was fun. Gabe, your quotes, they were a blast. All right, we got a lot of good drops out of them. Your post-game comments, I appreciate all the positivity. All right.
Love it.
making lemons or lemonade out of lemons. It's great. Get me Dusty Baker. Get me Dusty freaking Baker, please. Get me a legitimate old school manager who's not going to just dive deep into an iPad and trust nothing but what the numbers say and actually have a feel for the game. Please, God, get me a legitimate manager. I'm not so anti-analytics, by the way. I'm not somebody who's going to sit here and just make fun of these nerds. I guess I just did by calling them nerds. But make fun of these guys who want to, you know, stick a computer and do their little due diligence. That's just information. What I have a problem with, and it's happening more and more in sports, is the crowd that just believes that analytics is the only thing. And there's not a human element to this. And a guy like Charlie Manuel and Dusty Baker and all the old school managers, they realize there's a human element to this. And yes, there's reason for analytics and then you use that, but it's not the only thing that you use. I need a guy with a feel for the game. Gabe Kapler doesn't have that. He just doesn't. All right? I thought it could work. I defended Gabe for the longest time. All right, I thought last year he did a pretty good job. He overachieved with the team. The other shoe, we all waited for the other shoe to drop. Finally dropped in August. Okay, you chalk it up too. He overachieved with a pretty bad roster. This season he's got a good roster. First 2 months looked good. Okay, I'm on track. Let's go. And then all of a sudden the wheels fall off. I need a guy in here with a damn clue. And at times, I feel like he just doesn't have it. He doesn't have a good feel for the game. And if you call me up and give me another manager that's in your mind, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I think there's a pretty good chance, though, that Gabe Kapler is back next season. I think the only way that Gabe Kapler is not back next season is all these players have exit interviews. And there's one player in particular who has the ear of John Middleton, and that is a guy with 12 years left on his contract, Bryce Harper. And if Bryce Harper goes into John Middleton's office and says, look, man, we ain't playing for this dude, then that guy's not going to be here. But it's pretty obvious to me as a Phillies fan that's watched pretty much every single game that changes do need to be made. Whether it's Gabe Kapler, whether it's Chris Young, whether it's just roster overhaul, Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail, changes are going to happen and they're going to have to happen. Now, the issue for the Phillies is the free agent market for pitching isn't a strong one. It's not a good one at all. You're going to have to really overpay for pitching in this market. And I used to think, okay, you could probably get a guy like Cole Hamels on a discount. You know, he comes back. Okay, you get Cole Hamels back. All right, good. He'll be back in the fold. He'll give you a nice season. I no longer think that. Nope. No longer think you're gonna get a hometown discount from a guy like Cole Hamels, who is listed as the 10th best. Think about this, how bad this market is. The 10th best free agent option. And he's 36. But we all know Garrett Cole is the number one. All right, he's the big fish. You're not going to get him. And then after that, folks, it's bleak. So you're going to have to make some trades, because do you really want a 30-year-old Zach Wheeler who's never really been healthy? I don't. You're going to have to make some trades. You're going to have to get smart with it, because things do need to change. But if I had to pin you down and say, what is the one thing? I'm giving you one thing to fix. What is it? 610-632-0975, Charles in Philly. I'm going to get to you after the break. The other thing I want to get into is it is Fan Fest Day. If you're heading down there, if you're tailgating, believe it or not, there probably are people that are tailgating right now. That's awesome. But if you are tailgating, a lot of good meet and greets tonight. Obviously, you can meet the D-Train, Dylan McKinnon. He'll be there, clearly. He's the headliner. But there's some guy named Allen Iverson who will also be there. I think he was like an 11-time NBA All-Star. He's an MVP. I think he's in like some place in Springfield that honored him. There's also a guy named Tobias Harris, a guy named DeSean Jackson. So it got me thinking, who's the one athlete, dead or alive, that if you had a chance to do a meet and greet with, you would pick? One guy or girl that you would go, yeah, I want to meet that person. Now, unfortunately, I can't give you Fan Fest tickets. I'm just like programmed at this point to give out Fan Fest tickets because we don't have it for 4 months. I can't do that because the event's today. But let's just have some kind of fun after what we experienced last night. So who is the one current or former athlete, dead or alive, doesn't matter, who, if you had a chance to do a meet and greet with, you'd move mountains to get to that thing. 610-632-0975. As I said, Charles and Philly, you're going to kick it off on the other side. I'm Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, is 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade, ends 8/31/19.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale! Surf's up, and the prices are down at Gateway Kia! Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau! Come see just how low can we go! How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Forte? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale. Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
Hey, Phillies fans. This Friday, T-Mobile is connecting you to one of your favorite baseball players. Phillies slugger and first baseman Rhys Hoskins will be at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store from noon to 1 p.m. You can snag a photo with Hoskins, win prizes, and even score free gear. Don't miss out on meeting Rhys Hoskins at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. See you there. First come, first serve, while supplies last. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
Sports Talk for Wallingford and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
During the break, I'll keep you guys updated. During the break, the Marlins scored another run. So they're just tacking it on. Good for them. I gotta give them credit, you know? Really do. They didn't quit. I totally expected a young team like that to quit. They didn't. That's a team with an old school manager and Don Mattingly. And they didn't. They showed fight. Everything that Gabe Kapler tells you that the Phillies did, and you're like, no, they didn't, Gabe. I watched the game. No, the Marlins actually did that. And it ends up leading to the worst loss of the season. And my producer, Dylan McKinnon, brought up a great point of how many times this season have we said that's the worst loss of the season? Seems like too many. Let's go to Charles in Philly. He's been waiting patiently. Charles, how do you fix the Phillies?
Todd, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Here's how I fix the Phillies. And what nationally, it was no shock. And Miami, yeah, they have a little bit of heart pad, but it didn't against Vince Velasquez. Big deal. Vince Velasquez stinks, okay? The first thing I do is John Middleton, he's got to take control of this team. This is, if I'm John Middleton, this is what I do. I'm doing what Jeffrey Lurie did with Chip Kelly in 2015. See you, Andy McPhail, and he's been a failure. He's been a failure everywhere he's been. And then take your boy, the boy wonder, Matt Contact, with you. You see, Pat, Gabe Kapler is a symptom of the problem. He's not the major. Listen, I wouldn't bring Gabe back. I wouldn't bring your guy in Dusty Baker. I go get Joe Maddon. I go get the best, okay? Not Dusty Baker, who's never won a World Series. But you get rid of them guys. They're the main problem. These were the guys, Pat, who thought this pitching staff was good enough to start the year. These are the guys who this farm system stinks. This is a guy in Matt Contek. Oh, the Mets general manager. Oh, he's a former agent. He can go around and get Marcus Stroman, but we can't. That's interesting. No. See, Gabe Kapler, yeah, Gabe's got to go. But the fact is, Pat, as long as these guys are here, Andy McPhail and Matt Contek, and I said this weeks ago, and I'll say it to you and all your audience, they will never win with these guys in power. Never, ever. They've got to go, and it's that simple. All three of them have got to go. But the fact is, success starts at the top. Why did the Eagles win the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Why are they probably going to win the Super Bowl again this season? Because you have one of the top executives in all of sports, Howie Roseman. It starts at the top. John Middleton, take control of this team. It's your team. Get it done. Get rid of these guys. Bring in Joe Maddon. Bring in a competent executive. And then maybe this team will start winning, because we deserve a winning baseball team, Pat. We don't deserve the crap that we saw last night and that we've seen for the last 2 or 3 months, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, Charles, I agree with everything you said. Are you going to be at FanFest today?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get over there, Pat, definitely.
All right, I think you should try. Don't even just don't pull a Yoda. Just don't even try. Just do it.
You got it, Pat.
Real quick, Charles, who's the one athlete, dead or alive, who you'd want to do a meet and greet with?
Oh, my favorite Eagles quarterback ever, my favorite Eagle ever, Randall Cunningham.
All right, Charles, thanks for the phone call. Hopefully I see you down there. Randall Cunningham's a good one, man. He'd definitely be entertaining for sure. Everything that Charles said, I didn't want to interrupt it. The man was on a roll, all right? It's like Bluto in Animal House. The Germans bomb Pearl Harbor? No, just let him go. He's on a roll. I can't argue with Joe Maddon. I mean, as I said, my guy was Dusty Baker. And he's right. Dusty Baker's never won a World Series. The reason I bring up Dusty Baker is because he has a good relationship with Bryce Harper. And it reminds me a lot of when they brought in Charlie Manuel. If you remember, when Charlie Manuel got hired, it was, can't believe you're hiring this village idiot, Charlie Manuel. He can't do a double switch. And the only reason you're hiring him is because of some guy named Jim Thome who you signed. And And then they hire Charlie Manuel, and it's the right decision. It's probably one of the best decisions, if not the best decision the organization ever made. So you hire Charlie Manuel, and the reason you did it was because he was so comfortable with your star, with Jim Thome. And Bryce Harper is very comfortable with Dusty Baker. So that's why I say, hey, hire Dusty Baker. He's an old school manager. And a lot of times you see the yin and the yang in sports. You have a hard-ass manager. You hire a player's manager. You have a player's manager. You hire a hard-ass manager. I mean, think about it with football, too. You know, it's with every sport. But they hire Chip Kelly, who's a dictator, standoffish-type coach, and then they wanted to get back to the old way of doing it. They wanted to get back to, like, the Andy Reid style. Now, the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, got ripped for that when it happened, of going back to the Andy Reid, you know, trust tree of going back was comfortable, but you know, he steps out of the box and hires Chip Kelly. It's a disaster. So he wants to get back to what he's comfortable with, but also he wants to get back to the player coach type because he just had a dictator type. So you see that all the time in sports, to change it up, to change up the message of, okay, you know, we have Charlie Emanuel. He was a player's manager. We're going to go with Ryan Sandberg, who's kind of a hard ass. And that's what they did. So I expect them to do that very thing with if they fired Gabe Kapler. I think Gabe Kapler, though, is a player's manager. I mean, you see the guy fall on the sword pretty much every single game. I can't even say fall on the sword. No, he doesn't. No, nope. Let me correct that because the next time he falls on the sword will be the first. He never falls on the sword. What he does do is be, you know, PD positivity. And make just every loss seem like it was the Spartans in 300.
Just I'm very proud of those guys.
Going up against like 10 million Persians. And you know, everything was against them. The guy never, ever, ever takes the blame. Never says it was my fault. Never says I made the wrong move. That drives me insane. I know in this city we got sick of Andy Reid saying, I got to do a better job. But I at least always appreciated the fact that he didn't throw his players under the bus, because the next coach we got, and Chip Kelly, would do that all the time. Would throw his players under the bus. And it rubs me the wrong way. You're the coach. You're the leader. You take the blame. Gabe Kapler doesn't do that. But I do think he's a player's manager. I think if you get a guy like Dusty Baker, he's a good mix. He's an old school guy. But he's also a no-nonsense guy, and I wouldn't hate seeing that toothpick in the dugout. So if there's one move out there for you, I all of a sudden make you John Middleton. I make you the Phillies owner. And I say, look, man, you have a magic wand. One move can fix it. What's the one move you make in the offseason? Doesn't have to be a managerial switch. Could be a pitcher. Could be a fire Matt Klintak, you bring in a GM. Could be a fire Andy McPhail. Could be a trade. But what is the one move to fix this team? Because maybe it is as simple as just bringing in a pitcher. You bring in a pitcher, you team him up with Aaron Nola, you got a big 1-2 combination. You sign another guy, because they're going to sign somebody. You'd have to assume after this past season. You bring up somebody, whatever it is. You even keep somebody. Maybe you keep a Charlie Manuel. But what is the one move that you make in the offseason? 610-632-0975. Mine is bring in Dusty Baker. That's my one move. Charles in the Northeast, he said, nah, mine's not bringing in Dusty Baker. Mine's bringing in Joe Maddon, a guy who's won a World Series. I can't tell him he's wrong. All right, Joe Maddon's going to be a popular name. It seems like he, for whatever reason, he's kind of fallen out of favor in Chicago. I guess they got that one World Series and they start strutting their stuff and thinking they should get a World Series every year. Look, it's hard. It's hard to win a World Series. We found that out in Philly, right? Like 2008, you won one, never won one again. We thought we were. It's tough. But in Chicago, they spent a lot of money. They expect to win. Joe Maddon's doing it in a way, but he's not doing it to their liking. And it looks like there's a chance that Joe Maddon could hit the open market. So I can't tell you if your answer is Joe Maddon that you're wrong. At this point, though, I'm so out on Gabe. And I'll tell you why coming up. The one thing that did it for me. And if you also are kind of out on the Phillies. And by the way, when I say out, I don't mean I've stopped watching. Because that drives me nuts is when people go, I'm out. I'm not going to watch anymore. I'm
dialed into the Eagles. What did the dialed into what? Like lightning delays that we're thankful for because we can stop watching bad football? No, you keep watching the games. You just grit your teeth. So when I say out, I'm still meaning watching the games. But what was the one moment for you that made you out on this team? Because I feel like everybody had the breaking point with this squad where it was like, we're surviving it, we're surviving it, we're surviving it. Okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. I got to walk away. It's like getting out of a bad relationship, like a crazy ex. You keep making excuses and finally you're like, all right, I can't deal with this. I can't. She's nuts. He's nuts. I got to walk away. Can't do it anymore. What was the one moment for you and this Phillies team? Because I'm still watching, but there is one moment for me, and I'll tell you what it is coming up. So, what is the one move that you would fix in the offseason for the Phillies? And also, what is the one meet and greet that you'd want to go to? Athlete, dead or alive, doesn't matter. Charles Northeast, he said, Randall Cunningham, I'll give mine. But what is yours? 610-632-0975. It's Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Folks, you've seen this new beautiful showroom. It's large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. They built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to the fireplace. You'll also get a free car wash after every service appointment. Drive home the Subaru you've always wanted at the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now. All 2019 Outbacks, Foresters, and Prezas and Legacies are 0% financing for the month of August. You all know Subarus are built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes so much sense. While you're there, check out the all-new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and details. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Well, if the summer heat hasn't convinced you to replace your old windows and doors, then maybe my good friends at Guided Door and Window can help you by giving you an extra month to do so at their best prices of the year. That's right. Guided's big summer sale, they're extending it. And you get 40% off every window and door you buy. That's 40% off each expertly installed energy efficient replacement window that includes free high performance low E glass, and you'll also get 40% off any high quality door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can easily buy now and pay later with Guida's low monthly payment plans or interest-free financing up to 12 months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. Go to Guida right now so you can take advantage of these tremendous savings. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August, so call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. 1-877-GO-GUIDA is the number. Check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends and family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Verazio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
What is Fairless Hills best known for? Well, it's the great deals at Peruzzi Buick GMC right in Fairless Hills. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, you can't help but save money. No matter what you're looking for, Enclave, Encore, Terrain, Acadia, Peruzzi Buick GMC is your place. The low, low prices are good, but the people who work there are even better. They're like $1 million. So check it all out at PeruzziBuickGMC.com and come see why our business is you.
Parks Casino, your place for action and excitement. Beat the heat, grab for cash, August 23rd. One winner every half hour steps into our money machine and grabs as much free play as possible. As the temperature rises, so will the prizes. Triple your luck Saturday, August 25th. For every 40 entries earned, play a mystery game right at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Count as Luanda Lessups and Friends live Saturday, September 28th at the Excite Center. Show hand Excite Fight Night 5, September 20th. CFFC 78, September 21st. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21 gambling problem. Gambling under gambler.
You can be at the Philly vs. Miami game in Florida on December 1st. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game tickets, great hotels, nonstop flights, and more. For exciting details, call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Space is limited. Don't delay. For the best in sports travel, call now 800-220-3900. That's right. You can be at the Philly vs. Miami game in Florida on December 1st. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game tickets, great hotels, nonstop flights, and more. For exciting details, call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Space is limited.
This is Brian Westbrook. Listen up, all automotive technicians. If you're looking to further your career, Meineke Total Car Care is seeking full-time automotive technicians. Put your knowledge and hard-earned skills to work in a locally owned shop. Go to Meineke.com.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
FanFest Day, finally. Seems like we've been promoting it forever, but it is finally here. Let me give you a weather report real quick, according to my my weather app on my phone. So just, you know, take that to the bank, because Apple's never wrong. We will go with today being a high of 76. So it's actually going to be a little chilly out. It felt like football weather coming in here. It felt like a nice, like, September-ish. Chilly's not the word, but it'll be like 74, 75. So it'll be nice out. 74 and sunny, I'll take that all day. We've always had, knock on wood, really good weather when it comes to FanFest, so this year should be no different. But, yeah, it felt like football weather. Unfortunately for us, it's still, like, 3 weeks away. I mean, I can't even get into the Philly, or the Eagles, I'm sorry. I can't fake like any excitement or any outrage over a preseason football game. It's terrible. I think we at this point all agree that it's terrible. It's necessary, but it's terrible. And what we watched on Thursday is not the farthest thing from football. It's just, I can't dive into week two. The worst part about week two is the fact there's two more weeks to go. And I'm sorry, week three. There's one more week to go of preseason football. And it's just, it's brutal. I can't get into it. Call me a non-football guy. I don't care. It sucks. It's a bad product. And to me, it's like, this isn't football season. This is just not. So for me, there's still a meaningful team, games going on. And that is your team, your town, your Philadelphia Phillies, trying to figure out how exactly do we fix this. How exactly do you take a team that had such high expectations and turn it around? Now, I'm not talking about for this season, because other than firing, I guess, everybody in the coaching staff, I don't know exactly what you could do in such a short amount of time to turn this around. I do think firing John Mailey was a big step, but I just don't know how much a pitching coach and even a manager could fix this right now. So I'm looking ahead. What do you out there do if there's one move to fix this team? I'm getting them on Twitter, and I'll hit some of those coming up next segment. But I teased it going into the break. The moment this season where I was just out on Gabe. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do the positivity. I couldn't do the BS after games, after bad losses. I couldn't make any more excuses. For me, that game was the 15-inning game against the White Sox that he lost on purpose. He lost on purpose. Now, I'm sure some of you out there are going, what the hell are you talking about? He lost on purpose. No manager would do that. No, he played for tomorrow. He played for tomorrow. You cannot convince me otherwise. And there's one example of why my argument holds water. He threw Roman Quinn out there for not one inning. Not one, folks. He threw him out there for two. For two innings. By some miracle, he was able to get through it. He was able to get through that first, right? And you're like, all right, they dodged a bullet. Okay, sweet. Dodged a bullet. Roman, you did a great job. Okay. Maybe we can just throw like a starting pitcher in there. Maybe we can throw tomorrow's starter in there. Just, you know, get some innings. It sucks, but you're in an extra inning game and in the 14th inning. You know, you're going in the 15th. We'll just get another starter in there. Throw tomorrow's guy. We'll call somebody up. We'll call Cole Irvin up for tomorrow and do a spot start. Nope. He hasn't go out there for two innings. Two.
Not good.
And I'm sitting there watching it going, I was actually laughing out loud going, oh my God, he's actually trying to lose. Because you had Adam Haseley, who was playing in that game. He was in that game. He was in the field. He was 2 years removed from being a college pitcher, and a pretty good one at that. Roman Quinn, on the other hand, hasn't been a pitcher since high school. But for some reason, this idiot of a manager, anytime he needs a position player, he seems to go to Roman Quinn. He would have went to Roman Quinn last night had he not been on the IL. Unfortunately for Gabe, he was forced to go with Salt Bae Sean Rodriguez, who ended up amazingly getting through an inning unscathed. But that was the moment. I go, look, you don't start going for position players going more than an inning until you get to like inning number 18. That's when you start pulling that crap. But when you're in the 14th inning and you're going to position players, you are trying your hardest to lose because you don't want to stretch out the team and you don't want to put your team in game one of a 3-game series at a, quote, disadvantage by using up your bullpen. Even though the other team just used up their entire bullpen, you don't want to do that. Now, the White Sox, amazingly, they were able to get through the entire game just using pitchers. And this is a team whose starting pitcher only went five. Your starting pitcher went 6 1/3 and pitched pretty well in Jason Vargas. But you had to throw in a position player for two innings in a winnable game at home? That's the moment for me where I said, no more. I can't do this. I can't do this with Gabe. He's got to go. I can't do it. I can't defend this man anymore. He's playing for tomorrow when you need the series today. You don't have the luxury. You're not the Braves who are like 9 games in front. You don't have the luxury of playing for tomorrow against a bad White Sox team. You need to win today. That's the moment for me. I was out. Let's go to Andy in Newark. Andy, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, I really enjoy your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks, Andy.
But I just wanted to, I couldn't agree with you more about Kapler. You know, I've been watching the Phillies all season, and, you know, when I look at last night's game, I realize, you know, you should be just thankful anytime you have a 7-run lead with Vince Velasquez pitching. And my point to this is when he got into the third inning and he hit the guy with the pitch to you know, bring in another run. At that point, I mean, I realize you're only in the third inning, but you have to understand that he's losing it out on the mound. Do you agree with that?
100%.
And the thing is, and I go back to a game a few weeks ago that they played in San Francisco with Arrieta starting, and the Giants were pitching a kid named Connor Menez, and the Phillies ended up losing that game on a bad decision when they had, I think they had Pivetta in, and he had a 3-1 count on Pilar with the base open, and they decided to pitch to him, and he hit a home run, and yeah, that basically decided the game.
Yeah, and you know what, Andy, that seems to happen way too much with this team, where you're sitting there as a fan going, all right, like, make a move, he doesn't have it, and Gabe leaves him in. And then on the flip side, the opposite is true, where you're sitting there going, all right, you know, like a relief pitcher, for example, we'll put a guy on first, he'll walk a guy, he'll then get the double play ball, and you're like, all right, you know, let him get out of it. And then Gabe comes out and switches it out because, you know, hashtag analytics and matchups.
Exactly. And my point to that was, in that game against the Giants, well, and you were saying that he has no feel for the game. And in my opinion, other than making the lineup, your job as a manager is to manage your pitching staff, whether it's good or bad. And I agree, we have a bad pitching staff. That's probably not his doing, but we have a bad pitching staff. And the thing is, though, in that game against the Giants, you know, Connor Menez was out there, and I don't know if you remember, but we went up 3-2, and I believe it was in the third inning. And Bruce Bochy, who, you know, is a great manager, in my opinion, he realizes this kid's in trouble. We have bases loaded. We're still in the game. We're playing for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and get him and go to my bullpen right now, and I'm going to have to actively manage this game for the rest of the game to try to get a win. And I compare that to last night because we still, even after the two singles in the third inning, we were still up 7-4. And he could have pulled him at that point. And I realize you still might have lost the game because of your bullpen, but at least you're actively managing the game and you demonstrate you have a feel for the game. Hey, this guy's losing it. We still have a lead.
Yeah.
And I want to try to win this game. And I'll just make one more point.
Yeah, quickly, because I'm up against it.
I'm sorry. And they, after the game, I read some comments that Gabe made about the game. And one of the comments he made, which accepts no responsibility for his decision to leave Velasquez in there, said, at that time, we all agreed that he was our best option.
We all agreed.
He wants you to think he's talking to everybody.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone. I'm way up against it. I'm sorry. And I appreciate you calling, man. We have some Gabe cuts coming up. I'll play him for sure. That's what I'm talking about. This guy just doesn't take responsibility. It's we all. No, dude, you're the manager. Come on, man. 610-632-0975. What is the one move that you would do in the offseason to fix the Phillies? I'm Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for my guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest-growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
Hey, Paul.
Sprinter.
Did you know you can switch to Sprint and get both our unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR included?
Go on.
For just $35 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited.
Go on.
And iPhone XR has a longer lasting battery life.
Go on.
Well, that's it. It's that simple.
It sure is. Plus, Sprint is offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back.
an unlimited plan, and the brilliant iPhone XR for just $35 per month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR 64GB, $15 a month, up to $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within two bills. If cancel or early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9:30/20. Pay $32 per month for line with auto pay. Data deprioritization, turn congestion, 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, certain activation fee and restrictions apply.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Concordville Nissan. What makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Concordville Nissan has made me and my family happy for years. It's so nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. That's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. August is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about at the Nissan Bottom Line Sales event going on now. The most popular models like Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder are all 0% financing for 36 months. You all know Nissan has the coolest technology that keeps you safe as you tackle the Philly roadways. You need to get to Concordville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Concordville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Concordville cares.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Love it.
All right, now I need my blood pressure to go up. You know, you kind of, seems like with sports especially, sometimes you hate watch. You watch it, but you're sitting there just like gritting your teeth and you hate the fact that you're invested in still doing it. But you do, because that's sports. That's a marriage, right? You know, sickness and health. So that's where I'm at kind of with the Phillies right now, is I'm just hate watching them. I need to be more annoyed, because losing 19-11 wasn't enough. Losing 19-11 to the Marlins was not enough. So Gabe Kapler, after the game, address the media, as he is, you know, eloquently does. Now, I haven't heard this audio, so I might agree with it, probably not. But here's what Gabe Kapler had to say after the game.
Probably the most important thing we can do right now is have a short memory. Understand that this one sucks. We have to protect an early lead and be better than that, and then come back tomorrow and be ready to play again.
You said the Harper walk-off was the best win of the season. Does it feel like the worst loss of the season?
I'm not ranking them. It wasn't a good one. We have to play better.
Not ranking.
Probably the most important thing we can do right now is have a short memory.
Yeah.
Understand that.
Yeah, no, we get that. You know what? But the problem is I can't have a short memory with that. You don't lose 19-11 to the damn Marlins and think I'm going to have a short memory with that. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't check my memory at the door when you just lost to a team of AAA players. Can't do it. I can try. Just not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. So you can sit here and say, oh, we got a short memory and this and that, and I'm not going to rank the losses. But if you're going to rank the wins, rank the losses, please. Like, be honest for once. And by the way, I'll do it for you. That was the worst loss of the season, Gabe. It's not even close. You lost to a team that's leadoff hitter was named John Birdie. That was his name. John Birdie. His player jersey said Birdman. By the way, he was 3-for-6 with a home run. One of the many your team gave up. Has anyone heard of John Birdie before yesterday? No. He was this team's leadoff hitter. They just beat you and put 19 runs on the board. I can't forget about tomorrow. Sorry. Can't do it. Now, I got to give credit to Dan Schwartz. Because he tweeted me the quote from Gabe that we were unable to get. But he also had this to say after the game. Once the score got to 19, the boys could have quit out there. But they didn't. They scratched. They clawed. They fought. This team never quits. Reese and JT hit some balls really hard. We saw 51 pitches in 2 innings. Alvarez was slinging the ball at 98 miles per hour in the radar gun. I'm proud of these guys for showing their heart, guts, and true resilience. Gabe Kapler's tonight's performance. Now, honestly, I have no idea if that's a real quote or not. All right. Dan Schwartz could have made that up. This tweeter could have fabricated this. Here's the scary part. I can't tell. I can't tell if that quote is real or not because it's so damn believable that he would actually say this. Because has that not been his entire rhetoric this whole offseason? Or I'm sorry, this whole season? Once the score got to 19, the boys could have quit out there, but they didn't. And it happens far too often. He said it in that quote that we played. Tomorrow. We have a game tomorrow. We got to get ready for tomorrow. How about for one time you play like there is no tomorrow?
We're fine.
Once. Go out there and impose your will on a team and just get it done today. I'm sick of hearing about tomorrow. The Phillies video yearbook should honestly be last night's game on a loop. That's what it should be. Last night's game on a loop. Because that was the quintessential description of the entire Philly season. Get off to a hot start, and then all of a sudden it becomes the Benny Hill theme song, wheels fall off, you end up giving up 19 runs thanks to poor pitching. I mean, you jump out all over Hector Nwosi in the first inning. You jump out in the second inning, you knock him out in the third, put 7 runs on him. You give your pitcher 7 runs. All of a sudden, Vince Velasquez starts struggling. It becomes pretty obvious. Uh-oh, he's not going to have it. He's not going to get out of the third. By the way, did that surprise anybody? The fact that Vince Velasquez couldn't get out of the third inning? Surprise anybody? No, Dylan's shaking his head no. Doesn't surprise me. I'm sure if you were watching and following the team, didn't surprise you. You know why?
I would say no.
You know why? Because Vince Velasquez is a damn reliever. He's a damn reliever. It's ridiculous. They're putting a square peg into a round hole by making this kid a starting pitcher. Oh, but Pat, they have nobody else. Stop. I'm sick of hearing that. They have nobody else. There's always somebody else.
The problem is they bring up starting pitching prospects and they put them doing mop-up duty. They put them in relief where they've never pitched in relief before. There's a systematic problem with this team. It starts at the top, it trickles down. But to bring up starting pitching prospects and then all of a sudden say, hey, kid, you're not going to be starting. Even though we need starters, you're not going to be starting. You're going to be coming in mop-up duty out of the pen and not think that that has an effect on these guys? It's ridiculous. They have relief pitchers who are starting. They have starters who are coming in mop-up duty. Our pets' heads are falling off. It's ridiculous. It's a damn joke. Play for tomorrow. All right, so the only guy I feel like that was as mad about last night's game, more so than I, was Ricky Pitalico. I also did not hear, I wanted to be surprised with these cuts. I did not hear what Ricky had to say after the game. I did see his face. And I feel like it probably mirrors my face at 8:10 in the morning. By the way, 610-632-0975 if you want to get in. If you're driving down to FanFest, if you're tailgating there already, last night's loss to the Marlins, in my opinion, was the worst of the season. How do you fix it? What's the one move you make in the offseason to fix this? But what's become kind of tradition at this point is after the Phillies win, post-game live happens, and you end up watching to see Ricky Pitalico tell the truth. Because you know you're not getting it from the manager, right? The manager is going to tell you this BS. Oh, we fought, we clawed, you know, I'm proud of the guys, they never quit, blah, blah, blah. And then Ricky Bowe ends up coming on and saying exactly how you feel, which is the truth, right? You know, like, wasn't good enough and all that. So I didn't hear last night's postgame. That's producing. But I wanted to be surprised, so I haven't even listened to this. So here was Ricky Bowe after last night's 19-11 loss to the Marlins.
That game was one of the most brutal games I think I've ever seen. 7-0, you're up against a terrible, and let's not sugarcoat this, this team down in Florida is bad. And this Phillies team had a 7-run lead, and it goes poof. That does not happen in Major League Baseball if you're even a decent team. You lose a 7-run lead early on in this ball game, and then get destroyed. Forget about it. You had a 7-0 lead, and you had to use a position player to pitch. That is pathetic.
Who pitched better than some of your pitchers?
That is pathetic.
Let me just say once again, I did not listen to those comments because I feel like I kind of said the same thing to open the show. I feel like I said the exact same thing. Ricky Bowe speaks the truth. Pathetic. You give up 12 unanswered runs. Look, it's not good when you give up 12 runs in general, all right? You give up 12 runs, we're in trouble. You give up 12 unanswered, you scored 11 in the game. Really, you scored 9, because I can't even count the last two, because they were bases-loaded walks when the Marlins were using their worst relief pitcher just so they didn't have to use anybody else. But, I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? And Ricky says it. In that comment of you got to use a position player. How many times this season have we seen them use position players? How many times? Too many. If I see a position player used on the mound more than twice in a season, red flags go up. And I go, well, that's probably a bad team. Probably a bad season right there. Well, no, this team is trying to contend. And don't get mistaken. They are trying indeed to contend. They can say all this crap like we're on track. They can act like if they make the playoffs, they don't care. They care. I'll repeat it again. You give a guy a 13-year contract, you're immediately in win-now mode. And it seems like twice a month, they're using position players on the mound because they're getting the crap kicked out of them. And I've had enough. I can't do this. Because the alternative, like I tweeted, let me find them. And you can find the show on Twitter at Pat_Egan. And 610-632-0975 if you want to chime in. Matthew Ryan tweets in, turn the channel, watch the Eagles. No! That might be even worse. Preseason football might be a worse option than the meaningful game in the Phillies that I saw last night. That's how bad preseason football is. I'm not going to hide it, folks. It sucks. Your options right now in August suck. You have one meaningful game. That's the Phillies. That's it. Okay? Because the Eagles games don't count. Sixers haven't started up. We're clinging to Ben Simmons practice videos that are highly doctored together. I'm not saying he's not hitting the free or the jump shots, but, you know, they're not including any misses, shockingly enough. And then the Flyers haven't even started training camp. So you have one team that is playing meaningful games. And that one team is losing to the Marlins 19-11. And if your option is, oh, well, just watch the Eagles. No, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't do it. I can't watch the damn Eagles, man. Because what I'm watching isn't the Eagles. Okay, Josh McCown slinging the rock. Clayton Thorson coming in. That's not the Eagles. That's not what you're going to see. Wake me up September 8th. That's when football season starts. That's it. Okay? So for all these people out there that are like, oh, just, you know, turn the page to football season. It hasn't started. I'm sorry to break into you. Okay? Football hasn't started. We want to wrap everybody in bubble wrap, for Christ's sake, because we all realize at this point, amazingly, it's taken a... We've finally evolved as a sports fan. Finally, it's happened. The evolution. As a human, we continue to evolve. We've finally evolved to realize that training camp sucks, that the preseason sucks, and the best thing to do is just get out healthy, so let's wrap all our starters in bubble wrap and pray for the best. And I think in the long term, we all realize, okay, that's the best move. In the short term, the product that we have to watch for the next 4 weeks is terrible. And I pray to God that what Anthony Organo says is correct when he says when the new CBA comes out, they're going to scratch two games off the preseason. I hope he's right. I don't think it's going to happen because they're so invested in getting their money. I mean, that's the owners giving up two games right there. Hopefully they have to do it because the product sucks. So Matt Ryan, I do appreciate you tweeting in. Turn the channel, watch the Eagles. I'm sorry. First of all, the Eagles didn't play yesterday. But even if they did, meaningful games versus Clayton Thorson, a practice squad guy throwing the ball, I can't do it. And maybe my conversation tomorrow, my side topic will probably end up being something like the most overhyped guys, because that's the other thing with training camp is you get these overhyped guys that you believe, oh my God, we found a diamond, they're up. They never do anything. Rashid Bailey, does that name pop into a bell? Paul Turner? Oh my God, Paul Turner, he led the NFL in receiving in the preseason. Never heard from again, ever. So I can't do it. There's one team playing meaningful games, that's the Phillies. Unfortunately, they keep losing those meaningful games. Which brings me to the question of, if you had one move in the offseason, and only one move, what would it be? Okay? I'm making you the owner. You're John Middleton. All right, you have the pocket, you have the deep pockets, you have the checkbook, you have the power. What is the one move to fix this team in the offseason? Because changes are coming, folks, in a big way. They have to. There's no way John Middleton sits on his hands and lets this happen. There's no way. He's not an absentee owner. So I ask you, what is the one move that you would do to fix this team? On the flip side, to just keep it light, because it is Fan Fest Day, I don't want to be mad the entire day. All right, I really don't. And I thought when they went up 7-0, I thought, okay, all right, there we go. Look, we're carrying it over. We're going to win 3 straight. All right. And they lost. To keep it loose, though, I have a lot of good meet and greets at FanFest today. All right. You can meet the D-Train. You can meet Dylan McKinnon. That's obviously number one. You'll be lucky to get into that meet and greet. All right. That's going to be a very, very tough meet and greet to get into. But the other ones we have are Allen Iverson, Tobias Harris, DeSean Jackson. So it got me thinking about meeting athletes and meeting guys that you grew up watching. I grew up watching Allen Iverson. You know, he's by far the toughest athlete I've ever watched in my life. It's not even close. The stuff that he went through physically on the court and then to play through it. Look, they made a damn commercial dedicated to his injuries. I mean, I think that speaks volumes. So for me, like getting to meet and greet Allen Iverson, which I don't think is going to happen for me today, but that would be huge. I mean, he's like an idol growing up. So, but it got me thinking, if you could meet, if you could have a meet and greet with one athlete, dead or alive, who would it be and why? We got Randall Cunningham earlier in the show. What's yours? 610-632-0975. And what's the one move that you would make to fix the Phillies? You only have one move. All right. What is it? Now, mine is Dusty Baker. I'm bringing in an actual manager. Gabe, look, I'm going to give you some Ben and Jerry's on the way out. All right. You can spit it if you want to. Spit it out so you don't get the calories. All right, he'll probably just end up shoving it in his mouth like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball. But I can't do this anymore. Christian Williamstown called up yesterday. He said he wants Raul Baines. The thing is with Raul Baines, he doesn't have any managerial experience. It's the same thing as Gabe Kapler. He's a former player who has no managerial experience. He's a hot name right now, but it's not like he was managing in the minors. Actually, Gabe Kapler came in with more managerial experience than Raul Baines. So I just want an old school manager. And a question that we've gotten a lot this season has been, how does a guy like Carlos Santana have such a bad year and then look what he's doing this year? Well, look who his manager is. His manager is Terry Francona. An old school manager who everywhere other than Philly wins. We've gotten Joe Girardi. That was that actually got tweeted in from, I want to give the guy credit. Let me find it here. That got tweeted in from Michael J. Now, the kicker about Joe Girardi, who a lot of people want, is he was really one of the first analytical managers to break onto the scene. So if you don't want Gabe because of analytics, but you want Joe Girardi, get ready for it, because that one's going to hurt. The guy does indeed dive into analytics. He's also, you know, an old school manager, but he dives into analytics. Now, does he dive into analytics as much as Gabe? I don't think anyone's going to dive into analytics as much as Gabe, but he does have an iPad. All right, he checks it. He believes in analytics. He's not just going on feel. Charlie Manuel is basically entered as a hitting coach for the rest of the season as a favor to John Middleton. That's how bad it's gotten. So to think that he would accept the job, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. All right. He basically was like, yeah, all right, I'll see what I can do. And I did see a quote from Jim Tomey that said that if he was Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper, he would just follow him around, because it got to the point in his career, and everybody knows at this point the stories of Jim and Charlie and how close they were, but and I brought it up earlier in the show. When Charlie Manuel was hired, one of the big reasons he was hired was because of his strong relationship with Jim Tomey. And Jim was on the MLB Network and said basically it got to the point where Charlie would tell him, hey, this guy's going to throw a hook, and he would forget about everything he was thinking at the plate and immediately start looking for the hook. And sure enough, the guy would throw it. Charlie's mind is so strong in terms of hitting. He's like a soothsayer. He sees it and it happens. I remember the story of Jonathan Broxton and when they got Matt Stairs. And you remember they got Matt Stairs in the August waiver deadline for Fabio Castro. And it was just a forgotten move because he was a bench piece. And Charlie sat down there and said, you know, Jonathan Broxton throws a lot of fastballs. And when he does and when he comes in, I'm going to put Stairsy up there and he's going to crush one. Sure enough, he did it. So Jim Tomey's sitting there going, look, man, it got to the point where this guy would literally just predict pitches because he knew. He's not looking at an iPad. It wasn't invented yet. He's not looking at charts. He has a feel for the game. Gabe Kapler doesn't have a feel for the game. We see that time and time again. We saw it last night with Vince Velasquez, who's a relief pitcher, who we're forcing to be a starting pitcher. And then we're shocked in the third inning when he falls apart. So if there's one move I'm making in the offseason, it's getting a legit manager in here. And for me, that name's Dusty Baker. But what's yours? 610-632-0975. Jimmy in Mount Holly, you'll be the first one up. Then it's you guys, 610-632-0975. The other topic that we have is, who is the one meet and greet of a former athlete, dead or alive, that you would want to partake in? I haven't told mine yet, but I'll do that on the other side. But there's a lot of good ones I'm getting on Twitter. But I want to give you your chance to give me yours. It's FanFest Day. All right, it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully we can, you know, drink our faces off and forget about what was the Phillies game last night. But in the meantime, hey, party hasn't started yet. Doors open up at, I think, 1 o'clock. So, you know, we'll start then. But until then, I got to focus on this Phillies game. Now I got to focus on what went wrong yesterday and how to fix it. Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock. It all just blends together, D-Train. 10 o'clock. Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on 97.5 Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Oh, I'm so ready for football, aren't you? Just make sure you bet with the best. My guys in the Moore Casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. My guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook have it all in person at the fabulous $10 million new sportsbook or online. All you got to do is download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app right now in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $250. These are my guys, the guys I trust at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Place all your favorite sports bets, points bets, money lines, even live in-game betting, all at the click of a button from anywhere in PA. Set up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $250 your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet up to $250. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on a loss as a free bet. You must be in Pennsylvania. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, is 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade. Ends 8/31/19.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Well, if the summer heat hasn't convinced you to replace your old windows and doors, then maybe my good friends at Guided Door and Window can help you by giving you an extra month to do so at their best prices of the year. That's right. Guided's big summer sale, they're extending it. And you get 40% off every window and door you buy. That's 40% off each expertly installed energy efficient replacement window that includes free high performance low E glass. And you also get 40% off any high quality door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can easily buy now and pay later with Guida's low monthly payment plans or interest-free financing up to 12 months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. Go to Guida right now so you can take advantage of these tremendous savings. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August, so call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. 1-877-GO-GUIDA is the number. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Hey, guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, engaged, listen up. My friends and family and company jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Verrazzo engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and company jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Hey, Phillies fans. This Friday, T-Mobile is connecting you to one of your favorite baseball players. Phillies slugger and first baseman Rhys Hoskins will be at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store from noon to 1 p.m. You can snag a photo with Hoskins, win prizes, and even score free gear. Don't miss out on meeting Rhys Hoskins at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. See you there. First come, first serve, while supplies last. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
This is Brian Westbrook. Before your summer road trip, get your car service at Meineke. Meineke does it all. Brakes, tires, alignments, exhaust. Right now, get a conventional oil change for only $19.95 and synthetic starting at $49.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk for Mount Holly and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
How could you not be proud of him? How could you not? I mean, you got to be proud of your offense, you know, put up 9 runs, got 2 garbage runs late in the game, but how could you not be proud of him? I know I am. God, I'm so proud to wear a Philly shirt today. So proud, beaming with joy. I mean, so proud to represent the P. Just walking around. I had a guy at Wawa just buying my food because he said, hey, you're a Phillies fan. I'm a Phillies fan. I'm so proud of those guys last night. I'm sure you are, too. I'll buy your donut. Like, this is embarrassing. I'm studded out right now. I got the Philly shirt on. I got the hat. I'm like Phillies fanboy over here. Hating myself because of what I witnessed last night. Not a 19-11. Oh my God. All right. Jimmy from Mount Holly's been waiting very patiently. Let's find out. Jimmy, how do you fix the Phillies?
There's always tomorrow. Dreams to come true. And Pat, today is tomorrow. They're going to win this game today. It's Fan Fest. You're getting a 10 best weather day. You got a young son. And don't give us this business about you're not going to be on the meet and greet with AI, because we know better than that.
I don't know if I will be. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough to get in that meet and greet.
Well, Pat, you're always kicking yourself about your size. I mean, there must be a crevice you can sneak through there somewhere.
That's a good point. Hey, caller makes a good point there, Jimmy. That's right. Jimmy, it's going to get to the point where I'm going to be walking around. People are going to be like, I thought this was an 18 and older event. Who brought the 13-year-old?
Yeah, as far as what they have to do, Pat, the grandson of Leo DeRocher couldn't do much more than Kapler is doing with this team. Not that I like Kapler. You know I don't. I mean, they got to get a starting pitcher, so that's what Mr. Middleton is going to do. He is going to get whatever version of Bryce Harper is this coming off season as a starting pitcher. I mean,
so that would be Gerrit Cole.
Well, I mean, that's still better than getting rid of the manager. I mean, the manager stinks. I mean, we agree with that. But, I mean, no one could manage this team. There's too many deficiencies, not just in the starting pitching, the bullpen. I mean, they lost their leadoff hitter. And, I mean, the sad thing is this guy is coming back. I mean, Klentak is going to go in there and say, look, sir, I know I goofed with the pitching. I'm going to make good. Kutch got hurt. Yeah, he'll be back. We're not going to have 9 injuries to the bullpen like we did. Just give me one more year with Gabe, and we'll make this work. So, I mean, you know, just enjoy it. I mean, get used to it. They're all coming back.
So, but the one move that Jimmy that you would make was bringing in a pitcher. That's it.
Yeah.
I had one move.
You can't win without pitching, Pat. I mean, you know more than me about
pitching. Yeah, and I mean, that's there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, you definitely can't win with one pitcher, and that's what they have right now. Jimmy, before I let you go, who's the one former athlete, dead or alive, that you'd want to meet and greet with?
Well, this ties in with a conversation we had months ago. I mean, the Sultan of SWAT. I mean, the guy that actually allegedly hit a 603-foot home run pointed to the section of the bleachers on another occasion where he was going to hit the ball. I mean, it's got to be him.
Jamie, yeah, that's a great one, man. I mean, if you're looking, thanks for the phone call, as always. Jason Stark is going to be at FanFest today. He will he'll be doing a Q&A with Andrew Shalchunas. The Hall of Famer Jason Stark will be there. And Jason's first book was the 10 most underrated, overrated in baseball. In baseball. Great read. I can't suggest it enough. And his underrated left-handed pitcher was Babe Ruth. Because you just forget that this guy was an otherworldly pitcher, and then Boston ends up buying him, and they end up making him, you know, a hitter, and he ends up being one of the most prolific, if not the most prolific home run hitter of the game. And Jason recants a story in there about when Babe Ruth was a coach for, I believe it was the LA Dodgers, and a bunch of players were kind of, you know, razzing him about his pitching career, not realizing how good he was. So Babe started getting in shape a little bit, and then finally they were razzing him one day, and he said, get in the box, and he just dominated them because this guy was a really, really good pitcher. Now, off the field stuff aside, because I'm sure he would have tons of stories about those, just the baseball aspect of having a dominant pitcher and a hitter and telling the stories about that and about which ones he liked better. And he still holds records in the World Series for his pitching prowess. So that's a great one. It's hard to top. I do have one, and I will get to it coming up. But Babe Ruth is up there. The side topic today is if you could have a meet and greet with one guy, dead or alive, who would it be and why? We've gotten Babe Ruth just now. We also got Randall Cunningham. What's yours? Let's go to Chris in Williamstown, who I know was dialed into to the game yesterday. Chris, what went wrong?
What went wrong? I mean, Pat, as I told Joe and Devon last time, I mean, when you're missing David Robertson, when you're missing, you know, I'll even say Tommy Hunter, I mean, Sir Anthony Dominguez, I mean, the names go on. In fact, you shouldn't have even been on the roster to begin with. Alvarez, some of these guys who don't even deserve to be on the team. But you know what, Pat, it's also like I told Joe and Devon last night, is that, you know, when we got sold this season that those three pitchers, Vasquez, Eichhoff, and the other one, Pivetta, were going to be worthwhile. I mean, my God, Pivetta couldn't even come in and save his own rear end last night. And then in that ninth inning, Pat, when you got the bases loaded and you're thinking, holy cow, what's going on here? It was just a complete disaster. This is on Kapler, and I wanted to get your opinion. So Kapler is the one, in my opinion, who sees these players most and gets the opinion from his coaches most and goes back to contact and reports, and I think he gave him a bunch of you-know-what. And that's so Kapler or Klentak bought into it and said, all right, well, you know, we'll listen to Klentak or Kapler going in. Complete blunder. There's no reason why you should have bought what he sold you 2 years in a row. Shame on Klentak. Just like the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, Klentak, this is on you. So I think both Klentak and Kapler now have to go because there is no going back. If you fire one, you have to fire the other.
I mean, I'll give Klentak a pass for bringing Kapler back just because their roster last year was horrible and I feel like he overachieved. But this year, there's not a lot of excuses you can use. I mean, injuries all you want, and oh my God, they lost their leadoff hitter. You still have a lineup on paper that should be able to win a lot of series, and they haven't, and they've just kind of fallen off. So I can't tell you.
I got a guy.
Go ahead.
I got a guy for you, but I wanted to tell you that, you know what? We were sold that the offense was going to outscore the other team in the pitching.
Yep, I bought that.
Overcame by the offense.
Yep, I thought that thing was going to happen.
My guy that I would like to have a Q&A with, Mr. Dikembe Mutombo.
Chris, that'd be a great one. Thanks for the phone call, man.
Mountain Miles.
I just want to know, I want a blow-by-blow description, pardon the pun, of him walking into, there's the famous story of him walking into a club when he was at Georgetown and just saying, who want a sex Mutombo? Like, I need to know if that was like a routine thing he would say when entering the club, or if it was a one-off. But yeah, that'd be a good one. Matt Mullen from the Philly Voice told a great story that when he was in high school and he was playing basketball in high school, he was playing against Mutombo's kid, and Mutombo's kid ended up getting a block, and Mullen looked up in the stands and Mutombo was doing the finger wave. And it's just like that dude is, yeah, you know, he'd be a good one for sure. I think anybody who played with Allen Iverson honestly would be a good, like Aaron McKee would be a great Q&A. Templehead basketball coach Aaron McKee. I think he'd be a great Q&A for all the stories. But I haven't told mine yet. I'll get to it shortly. 610-632-0975. Look, I give Klintak a pass for last season for bringing back Gabe. It's hard to fire Gabe after last season because, as I said, they overachieved. They really did. All right, they had a bad roster. They were in first place for a while. We all waited for the other shoe to drop. The other shoe dropped. You give the guy a roster. When he doesn't win with that roster, then you got to, you know, reevaluate and go, all right, is this the right guy? And that's why if I had one move to make, it's bringing in Dusty Baker. It's bringing in a legitimate old school manager to right this ship and get these guys on track. Because I can't do this anymore. And I think what's the most frustrating is they lose games and then afterwards he's just preaching positivity and not falling on the sword and not taking any blame.
I'm very proud of those guys.
That's what drives me as a fan nuts, is I want one time for him to say, I screwed up. I did something wrong. It never happens. And I feel like the best leaders, not just in sports, but in the office and in life, will tell you when they messed up. They'll admit it. They're man enough to admit, or women enough to admit, that they messed up. And in this case, Gabe Kapler, the next time he admits that he screwed up will be the first time. Never happens. So for me, it's I need a manager in here that understands and has a good feel for the game, and I just don't think Gabe Kapler has that. 610-632-0975. What's yours? What is the one thing that you would do to change and help the Phillies for next season? I'm making you, John Middleton. You have one move to make. What is it? And then also, what former athlete or current athlete, you know, dead or alive, doesn't matter, would you want to have a meet and greet with? It's Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Concordville Nissan. What makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Concordville Nissan has made me and my family happy for years. It's so nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. That's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. August is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about at the Nissan Bottom Line Sales event going on now. The most popular models like Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder are all 0% financing for 36 months. You all know Nissan has the coolest technology that keeps you safe as you tackle the Philly roadways. You need to get to Conkerville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Conkerville cares.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
College and pro football are about to kick off their seasons. Baseball's heading towards the playoffs. The best time of the year is almost here. Right now with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, you can get in on the action with their best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And with the football season approaching, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or both New York teams will score a touchdown in week one. And if they do, you'll double your money. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code FANATIC when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users can use code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491. Or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale! Surf's up, and the prices are down at Gateway Kia! Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau! Come see just how low can we go! How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Forte? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale. Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Our hosts were actually born and raised here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, now while you were sleeping, or maybe not, maybe you were just stewing and you couldn't sleep because of the Phillies game, but Team USA Basketball played. They played the Boomers, the Australian national team, the Boomers. I don't know, I can't do an Australian accent. They lost. That's how bad Team USA Basketball's gotten. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad because it's gotten to the point where they're basically playing not the B squad, not the C squad, not the D squad, but like the E squad. Like, they're one step away from asking T.J. McConnell to be on the select team. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel because everybody else is pulled out. But they lost to an Australian national team that featured Aaron Baines, Matthew Dellavedova, Andrew Bogut, and then Patty Mills, who balled out for that team, dropping 30 on them. I mean, if I had to do a stupid Twitter poll of the day, it would probably be, what loss was worse? Team USA losing to Australia? Or the Phillies 19-11? And of course, the tweeters would be so kind, I'm sure, with that poll. But that's a bad loss, man. I mean, you're losing to Matthew Dellavedova? Patty Mills, he's dropping 30 on you? Once again, I know it's not the best, Team USA team we can assemble there, but good Lord. That is rough. Still not as rough as what I watched in the Phillies game last night. Still not as rough. Because you jump out. And by the way, at this point, we've gotten every baseball nerd digging deep into the archives and trying to find a more embarrassing stat. Like, they're trying to one-up each other with the embarrassing stats of, this would be the first time in NBA history that this happened. Look, that right there tells you. When you're breaking records to show how bad of a loss is, this is the first time in MLB. Keep in mind, the first season ticket holders with this team were Civil War vets. So when it's the first time in franchise history and it's not a positive thing, something drastically bad happened. And that's what we saw last night. You jump out to a 7-0 lead, you give it up, and you lose 19-11. And really, in my opinion, it was 19-9. I don't even count those last two runs because they were BS runs. They're bases loaded walks. You got to love that, though. You got to love the fact these guys were walking, you know, still putting together good at bats, grinding. God, I'm so proud of these guys.
A lot of high fives.
A lot of high fives out there. Offense. Offense was what's clicking on all cylinders. Yeah, I mean, you know, pitching sucked, but, you know, don't bury the lead. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Let's go to Alex on the cell. Alex, you're in the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hello.
Well, the Cade Kapler's done the worst thing he can do. He's lost his team.
I agree.
They're not listening to him. They're not listening to a thing he says. And if I remember correctly, and you told me the jury's still out when I said it, I was one of the very first to tell you Kapler's got to go.
Oh, I mean, Dylan, do me a favor. Wait. I'll give you time. Dylan, do me a favor. Hit the oh good for you drop for me if you have that. Hit that for me.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. If you have it, because I love fans like you, Alex. I love the guy. My dad's one of these people. My dad will sit there and brag. Oh my God, I was the first
good for you.
Yeah, I was the first one who said it. Great. You know what? That sucks. You should be pissed off that you were correct, but instead you're too busy bragging about how you were right. Alex, no, own it. Brag about how you were right about Cade Kapler. Your team sucks.
I was right, and you know I was right. And I know you remember.
Give it up. Life. Give him an applause, Dylan.
When you are batting a pitcher in front of a position player, you are in.
Oh, inning. Yeah.
When you bring in Velazquez to pinch run for Eflin, and then you put Velazquez in left field and Roman Quinn to pitch, you are an idiot.
And that's when he lost me. I literally said that earlier. I said he lost me when he did that.
Actually, I know you did. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who I think should replace the manager. I think you should.
Me?
Yes. Pat Egan should be the next
manager. Wait. So you don't want Gabe Kapler. And one of the reasons, I'm sure, was because he had no managerial experience. But let's get some dude who topped out in T-ball in third grade. Let's get that guy to be the manager. Alex,
I would say no.
Congratulations. That was the worst call of the day. All right, and if I had FanFest tickets, I'd give them to you. The worst call of the day. I should be the manager. Folks, I was the worst player in about fourth and fifth grade. But I'll be the manager, sure, why not? Baseball just wasn't my sport. You know, I gravitated towards hockey, my illustrious hockey career. And Dylan, we're still one scout away. We're one scout away from making it to the majors. I hate fans like that, I really do. I hate fans that'll sit there, and we all have them. We all have the guy who sits there and brags about, I was right. And it's like, great, dude. Wouldn't you rather be wrong? No, he's too busy every time he sees you being like, well, you know, I was the first one who said it. Great. You were the first one to say it even after this guy overachieved his first season with the team. You're the first one to say it. So when they were in first place for about 7 months with a bad roster, and you were still saying this guy wasn't the guy, you're like, great, dude. Congrats. I give it up for you. All right? I think, Alex, you should be the manager. I take that job that you gave me. I give it to you. I make you the manager. Those people drive me nuts. I was the first one to say congratulations. All right? You win Phillies tickets for Monday's game. 610-632-0975. I hope that guy's coming to FanFest. And I hope he's coming to FanFest. I hope he finds me, because I'll tell him his face is an idiot. I'll probably be looking up because everybody's taller than me, but I'll tell him his face, you're an idiot. All right? Don't ever call my show again. 610-632-0975. If your name's not Alex, I'll take your phone call. Gladly. Because I need to know, what is the one move you would make to fix this team? Now, this Jagaloon calls up and says, I'd make you the manager. No, I need like an actual fix. All right? We had Jimmy from Mount Holly say, I need to go out and I need to get an actual pitcher. And the biggest one in the market is Gerrit Cole. Do I think they're going to get Gerrit Cole? No, I don't. With that said, you could easily do it by just throwing money at him. All right, you could go out there and just pay a lot of cash for Gerrit Cole and easily acquire his services because he's the best pitcher out there. And we did have a tweeter earlier in the show who said the same thing. And let me find the tweet real quick. It was Matthew Christie who said, Gerrit Cole, give him $200 million. That guy's an ace. He strikes out a ton of hitters. I'm not usually high on spending big money on pitchers, but he is an exception. Look, whatever they're doing in the water down in Houston, it works. Because Brent Terry-Strom, the pitching coach, and Jamie Lynch will be coming up at 10 o'clock. His man crush, Brent Terry-Strom, has done wonders for Gerrit Cole. He did it with Charlie Morton. And you look at Gerrit Cole's last two seasons, 2.88 ERA last year, 2.75 this year. He's right. I mean, he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid heavily. I don't know if it's going to be by the Houston Astros. But, you know, if you're spending on a pitcher, if you're going to spend high on a pitcher and money is not an issue and you're going to do quote-unquote stupid money again, I mean, he's not the worst option, right? The question is, though, is the team want to go over the luxury tax and really have two probably $200+ million contracts invested in two different players? I think that's the question. But a pitching rotation of Aaron Nola and Gerrit Cole, that is enticing. And if your one move is that, at this point, I can't tell you. The only move that's wrong that you're going to mention is making me the manager. And we already had that. So 610-632-0975. Joel in Chicago, just sit tight, man. We're going to get to you. And two topics on the table, really. It's first one, what is the one move you would make to fix this team? To fix this Phillies team? All right, I'm making you John Middleton. Fix the team. You have one move to do it. Mine is getting rid of the manager and bringing in Dusty Baker. Just bringing in an old school manager who has a good feel for the game. The second question is, if you had a meet and greet with an athlete, dead or alive, who would it be and why? We've had a lot of good ones. I want yours. I'm going to give you mine on the other side. It is Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
This is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Folks, you've seen this new beautiful showroom. It's large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. They built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to the fireplace. You'll also get a free car wash after every service appointment. Drive home the Subaru you've always wanted at the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now. All 2019 Outbacks, Foresters, and Prezzas and Legacies are 0% financing for the month of August. You all know Subarus are built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes so much sense. While you're there, check out the all-new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and details. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit applied within two bills for approved credit 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines and select exclusions apply.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTD and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What a night. Hawks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Hawks Casino. Winning never tasted so good.
Hello, radio listener. Got Mazda on your mind? Well, Peruzzi Mazda in Fairless Hills is the place to go. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, Peruzzi does Mazda right. No matter what you're looking for, Mazda 3, CX-5, CX-9, MX-5, Miata, you'll find them all for less at Peruzzi Mazda. Questions? Don't worry. The people at Peruzzi Mazda can and will answer them all until your heart is content. So check it all out at PeruzziMazda.com and come see why our business is you.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
We're back. FanFest day. Wish I could say it started out better. I woke up and thought it was all a dream. It's not. Phillies lost 19-11. And you can kind of stomach a 19-11 loss to, like, the Dodgers. Which they had a really bad loss to the Dodgers earlier this season. You can kind of stomach that, though, because it's the Dodgers. But when it's the Marlins, you're like, what the hell is going on with this team? But, hey, don't want to bury the lead. It is FanFest Day. Fanatic FanFest 2019 is exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, so here's who's coming. Tobias Harris at 2:30, courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. Allen Iverson at 3 p.m., courtesy of Time After Time Watches. DeSean Jackson at 4 p.m., courtesy of FanDuel. And then the D-Train will be there at 1 p.m., courtesy. We couldn't find a sponsor for the D-Train. Courtesy of Lionel Trains. All right. Is that fair enough? Yep, okay. All right. And then all the hosts will be there. That joke just died on the table. Just give me cricket sounds. Events so far, just a couple that we got. Now you're 45 minutes late with it. Like, I don't know what's worse. Is the joke or the fact that you're 45 minutes late with a drop? God, mailing it in over here, D-Train. Tilt-A-Kill Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping. Sixers Sport Court. With Dunk Squad, Sixers Drum Team, that's a mouthful, and Sixers Dancers and Franklin. Flyers Soul Wings on Site, Escape Rooms by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms, Golf Simulator by Ron Jaworski, and his Putting Greens as well. Hot Tubs by the Beach, courtesy of Spa Hearth and Home. Interactive Inflatables from Betty's Bounces, a dunk tank with the Clubber Skate Girls in it. field goal kicking on the turf field by Fun Fields, a speed pitch, wiffle ball, and bouncy boxing courtesy of Holland's True Value, the U.S. Marines, and U.S. Army on site. Memorabilia for charities you can buy. An ice sculpture is being created in the shape of the Lombardi Trophy, courtesy of Pierce Phelps, Farron Electric, Dietz & Watson's Armor Metals, Rudder Roofing, Comcast, Family Jewelers, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on site. We have some giveaways, too. We're giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. We're also giving away a trip for four to Disney's NBA Experience, a football trip to Miami to see the Birds take on the Dolphins, courtesy of Philly Sports Trips, and a 75-inch flat panel TV as a grand prize for our field goal kicking contest, courtesy of Training Camp. And important things you need to know, the event is 18 years and older. No one under 18 will be permitted. Parking is free in the Wells Fargo Center lots. Your ticket can be scanned on your phone. Doors open at 1 p.m., so get there early. There are two entrances, one on Patterson Avenue and the other into Xfinity Live, and one near the Road to Victory between Xfinity Live and the Wells Fargo Center. So, look, great time. Can't wait to meet everybody out there. It's going to be fun. We're going to drink our faces off and forget about last night's loss. But until that happens, because we're 4 hours away from it, let's just dissect it. What can we fix? Let's go to Joel in Chicago. Hopefully he has an answer. Joel, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat.
What's up, Joel?
A second time caller.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the displeasure last night of sitting in my truck listening to that game. And I got like, oh, okay, they're up seven runs, no problem. And they got two more runs. Like, okay, we're going good. So I shut it off. So every morning I check the Phillies app and see what the score was. And I look at the score, I almost fell off my bed. I couldn't believe it. But then again, with the Marlins, you can believe it. Because
they struggle with
numbers.
The Marlins, yep.
Yep. And that was just, I mean, if I was to fix things, I would just be, if I was Middleton, I would have, like, swallowed my pride and just get rid of everybody. He can afford it. And just pay their contracts out or buy them out, whatever you got to do. Because what they have now is just not working.
Yeah, you know, Joel, last night I was producing Devon and Joe Torti. And Devon brought up a good point of, you know, if I'm Middleton, I basically call these guys in the office and go, okay, you want to talk analytics? You want to talk numbers? Let's talk numbers and then just start going through their contracts. And what he's paying them to basically get, you know, the crap kicked out of him by, I mean, let's call it what it is. They're a triple A squad, the Marlins. And yeah, and what you said is dead on. No one was all that surprised they lost that game because it's the Marlins. And for whatever reason, you haven't had success against a bad Marlins squad this entire season. So why should this game be any different? But for some reason, this game hurt a lot worse, man, because I think the fact that you jumped out to a 7-0 lead.
It was a punch in the gut.
It really was, and especially on the heels of sweeping the Boston Red Sox. Granted, it's only two games, but you think, okay, I can build off that momentum, and you're unable to.
Boston Red Sox used to murder us.
Yeah, and you go up there in enemy territory, and you're able to take that series, and, you know, you go down to Miami. That's not enemy territory. They're playing in front of about 50 people, and 25 of them got the tickets for free. So you're not playing in enemy territory. There's probably more Phillies fans there than Marlins fans, and, you know, you jump out to an early lead, and then you blow it. So it's to me, it's the worst loss of the season by far, not even close. Joel, if you had to have a meet and greet with one person dead or alive, who would it be?
No, I gave that a lot of thought. I mean, the only person I would like to meet is Bernie Perrant.
Bernie Perrant's a good one, Joel. Thanks for the phone call, man. I'll tell you what, I've met Bernie Perrant a few times, and one of them, it was actually a meet and greet. It was at a construction store, of all places. It was a partnership with the station, and I was working promotions at the time, and so we had a meet and greet with Bernie Perrant. But the problem with the meet and greet was, it was like on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock, not a lot of people showed up. So I ended up talking to Bernie Perrant for a while, which was trippy because I think he's one of the best goalies in the history of the game, and he's vastly underrated. You look at what he was able to do with the team he was able to do it with. It's not just his goals against average and his save percentage. Look, the guy was on the PK for most of his career because he was playing with the Broad Street Bullies. So I'm sitting there talking to him, and he tells this amazing story about being up in like Rochester, New York, and doing an autograph signing. And this girl goes up, and he goes, she had no idea who I was. And she sees the Stanley Cup rings, and she says, Stanley Cup rings? And he goes, yep. And she goes, oh, that's nice. They gave him to the parents, too. And he goes, you want to talk about a humbling experience? That's it. But yeah, the Bernie stories that you would get, he's everything you want him to be. He is an awesome, happy-go-lucky guy, man. And he just, it's you'll never see Bernie without a smile. So I've done the meet and greet, Joel, with Bernie Perrant. I've kind of had that one-on-one experience with him. I'm lucky to have it, but he is a trip, man. He's really a trip. I did get a text in from my dad, the guy who I was ripping a little bit for being that fan who brags about being right all the time. And his meet and greet, he said, would be George Halas. Now, if you're unfamiliar with George Halas, because he goes way back, way, way back, he was a player coach, and he is one of the founders of the NFL. But when he wasn't doing that, he also kind of sort of played for the Yankees. Like, he's one of the all-time guys that you kind of forget about in terms of sports just because it was so long ago. But that would be interesting to find out exactly, hey, how did you create a league that literally owns a day of the week now? That would be going. I haven't brought up mine yet, but mine would be Satchel Paige, by far. Now, I'm a huge Jackie Robinson fan, but Satchel Paige was, like, there's no Muhammad Ali without Satchel Paige. You read up on the stories of this guy, and his swag, if you will, was at, like, an 11. Like, his Madden rating for swag would have been a 99. There's a famous story of him playing a Negro League game, and the other team was talking crap. It was the ninth inning, and he'd pitched the whole game, and they're talking crap, and bases loaded, no outs, and they start ragging on him, and he turned around and told his entire outfield to just sit down. So they all sat down, and he proceeded to strike the next three batters out. Like, stuff like that. Like, I want to hear stories like that from him, and then barnstorming and stuff. So if I had to have a meet and greet with one guy dead or alive, by far, Satchel Paige, because that dude has some stories on him. Unfortunately, though, he passed away. But also, you know, he ended up getting into the majors late when he was like 47 with the Indians. But that's dating back. But yeah, what is the one athlete, dead or alive, who you want to have a meet and greet with? Because we have some awesome meet and greets coming up at FanFest. And I know Andrew's driving down there now, and we'll get to him in a minute. But we have some awesome meet and greets, and it just got me thinking, athlete-wise, what are some meet and greets that you would like to have from an athlete, dead or alive, to get the stories from? And Joel just said Bernie Perrant. I did have a tweeter who tweeted in and said, you know, and I want to find him to give him credit for it, but he said any police officer or like ER nurse, because they have stories. Now, I'm strictly going athletes, but absolutely. Like, if you ever meet somebody, they definitely, if they work the beat overnight, at really any job that you work overnight, you're going to have some stories. Like, I'm sure if you go to a Wawa, And they're working the midnight shift, they're going to have some stories. But let's keep it rolling, though, with how to fix the fills and exactly what you do. I'm getting a lot of tweets in that just say, you know, fire the manager. And I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. We have had a few people that just say, you know, get a pitcher, Garrett Cole, in here, just throw money at it. Once again, not going to tell you you're wrong on that either, because something needs to be changed. And I'm open to hear all suggestions. Let's go to Brian in Westchester. Brian, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man. You know, Phillies fans don't deserve to be disappointed by the results last night. Because if you're disappointed, you have not been paying attention to what this organization has been doing for the last 5 or 6 years. Okay? Their rebuild is an absolute disaster. Their minor league system is a disaster, given the assets that they were given by Major League Baseball in terms of draft picks, money to sign international free agents. And so, if you want to solve the Phillies problem, stop signing $330 million players, take that money, and buy people from the Yankees organization, the Padres organization, because they obviously can do this, and the Phillies cannot.
Yeah, but the Yankees have a $300 million contract with Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and they haven't done well internationally. They've put money into their academies, and for those out there that don't know, but basically how it works is these players, when they're 14 and 15, they go to an academy for a major league team, and usually that team ends up signing them if they're interested in them. In order to attract those players, you need to have a well-equipped academy. So they've put money into their academies. Unfortunately, they haven't spent the money wisely. They gave Jalen Ortiz $4 million as a 16-year-old, and that's really the only reason people know him, is because he was a $4 million guy. But normally you wouldn't harp on that. The problem is the Blue Jays went out there and gave Vlad Guerrero Jr. $3.8 million, and you could have had him. So I understand what you're saying. They haven't done it well. Archimedes Gamboa was another, like, high-priced you know, international signing. He hasn't really panned out. He's in Reading right now. It's frustrating. But I think still at time when you give a guy a $300 million contract, like I would still do that Bryce Harper deal. You would not, it sounds like.
No. Look, the Phillies, I think, made a wise decision in looking at where they were at. They were not going to be able to grow organically because they don't have those assets. And so they had no choice but to do that. But what I'm saying is the overall picture is if you've been following what's been going on with this organization, they're not developing talent. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and Brian, it sucks because I'm such a prospect guy, and I'm the guy who does like buy into like every prospect is going to hit. Oh my God, it's, you know, it's incredible. We have Michael Taylor and Kyle Drayback. Can't wait for them to come up. But you're right. Systematically, they've had issues. They bring up Reese Hoskins. He looks like a guy, and then he ends up, you know, hitting 230, and it's like, well, is this what he is for the rest of his career? It's a question mark. Scott Kingery gets called up. Looks like he's, you know, hitting pretty well, and all of a sudden, you know, he ends up coming back down to earth. It's definitely a question mark. There are some pieces that I like. You brought the Padres, though. I mean, they've been irrelevant for 20-something years, you know?
And
I understand what you're saying, by the way, because they have a deep, deep farm system. I'm personally jealous of the Braves. And look, I mean, we're arguing apples, you know, like it's arguing semantics at that point because it's two teams. But you're right. They haven't scouted wisely. And you look at some of their top picks, like Cornelius Randolph has not panned out. Years ago, Larry Green didn't even reach Clearwater. He was flamed out in Lakewood. It's been troubling. I mean, they haven't scouted well. They need to do better.
It's gotten to the point where you can't just say they don't know how to draft talent. It's at the point where they have missed on so many players and so many players have leveled off that it has to be the development of these players.
Yeah,
like you can't miss that many times. It's just like you get a blind monkey, give him a beer and throw a dart at a board and one of these players is going to turn out.
Yeah, Brian, real quick before I let you go, who's the one guy that you'd have want to have a meet and greet with?
I like crazy people, so Terrell Owens.
Oh, that'd be a good one. I thanks for the phone call, man. He was in the studio, and I met him briefly. But yeah, that's a guy who would have some stories for sure. And be honest, like he was when he was here, he was honest. He said, hey, "Look, I could have handled that whole situation better. Absolutely, I was in the wrong, but Donovan was also in the wrong. The problem is Donovan won't admit he was in the wrong when Donovan was in the wrong." Terrell Owens would be a good one, and I like the way he's thinking. Like another guy that I haven't gotten on Twitter, but I think would be a good meet and greet. Although I think probably 10 minutes in, you go, all right, it's time to go, because he'd probably start trying to sell you memorabilia. But Lenny Dykstra would be a good meet and greet. No, D-Train's like, no, I'm good. He's fighting the bagel boss. I'm good. I don't want to hear about that.
He's going to get you into some type of scheme.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to get you a Ponzi scheme. Look, the Phillies as an organization has had issues. With drafting and developing, and I think that is just at this point no. Now they got a lot of crap for Mickey Moniak and for drafting him number one overall. And I brought this up last night, and Andrew and Phoenixville, I'm going to get to you in a minute. I brought this up with Devon and Joe, but the problem with Mickey Moniak was that when they had the number one overall pick, there was no clear-cut number one. There was no Bryce Harper. There was no Steven Strasburg. There wasn't a clear-cut, and even the kid this year. The catcher from Oregon, Oregon State, Adley Rutschman. There was no clear cut guy of, okay, we're taking this guy. It was a bunch of names. And one of them, ironically, was AJ Puck, who got called up by the Oakland A's this week and had a really good start. But so there was no clear cut number one. What they did, and the Houston Astros did the same thing with Carlos Correa, is they took a guy who was in the, you know, 3-7 range on a lot of people's boards, and they drafted him number one overall so they could use that money to take a higher price guy in the second round. And you see this all the time. The Kansas City Royals did it the year they took Sean Manaea. They took Hunter Dozier in the first round, who was a little bit of a reach, and they ended up taking the money they saved with Hunter Dozier and drafting Sean Manaea, who was going to be a signability issue. The Phillies did that, and they did that with taking Mickey Moniak, cutting a deal with him, and then taking Kevin Gowdy in the second round, who was a UCLA commit. They threw a bunch of money at Kevin Gowdy to come in, and he's dealt with injuries. his most of his career. Now, he's finally having a full season at Lakewood, 15 starts, but it's a 4.83 ERA. And that goes back to the caller's point of drafting and developing. And the key there is developing. Now, it's not too late for Kevin Gowdy, but it's troubling of like, oh, man, you're in Lakewood. And you got drafted, you know, 3 years ago, and you're in Lakewood, and you got a 4.83 ERA. Mickey Moniak's turned it around. He had a really nice season this year. He's still very young. He's still 21, I think. So, but you look just through their top 10 prospects, and it's not great. Just looking at the stats, it's not. I mean, Luis Garcia, number six prospect. The guy's hitting .189 for his entire season at Lakewood. .189. He's your number six prospect. That's concerning to me. And Jamie Lynch was really the first one, and he's going to be coming up at 10 o'clock. He was the first one to really bring it to light of, hey, man, they really haven't drafted and developed. We have this mindset that they're not as bad because of the core four from years ago that we grew up on, but it hasn't been great. And every once in a while, you get a guy that ends up finding his way. But it definitely is a question of what is going on in the organization where seemingly they take these talented kids and they can't hit on any of them. So I'd have no problem with retooling the entire minor league system and getting people in here that know what the hell they're doing. Because there isn't a lot on the horizon. That guy that I was talking about, Jaylen Ortiz, the $4 million bonus baby, hitting .201. Great, he's got 18 home runs. He can hit, you know, the ball to the moon. Phenomenal. He's hitting .201. I had a buddy who texted me not too long ago and said, hey, who are the top prospects for Clearwater? I'm down here. And I said, honestly, man, nobody worth watching. You picked the wrong team to go to. And that's the truth. It's concerning. Now, Bryson Stott was a New York Penn League All-Star. And I'll give you his stats real quick. Yeah, their first round pick from this past year hit .280 with the New York Penn League. 5 home runs. Had 3 stolen bases. Had a .366 on-base percentage. Okay, there's hope there. You know, great. College bat. You figure advanced college bat, he should be hitting that. But I can't defend this organization and they're developing. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew's heading down to FanFest. What's going on, man?
I'm currently on 76 driving down there. We're having an awesome time listening to the good show. Good show you got going on this morning.
Appreciate it, Andrew. So real quick, before we get into the Phillies and the Eagles, what are you looking forward to most with FanFest?
I've never been there, so I'm just looking forward to just having a good time. Just, you know, I worked my butt off all week, so I'm looking just to relax and have a few beers and enjoy the company of all the awesome Eagles fans that are going to be there. And, you know, seeing DeSean Jackson. AI, and I'm with a buddy of mine who's a huge Eagles fan. His name is Chris McCaden, so he and I are driving down, and we're just having a good time. So, you know, just to relax and have fun.
Yeah, and trust me, you will, because it's a blast, and you're around like-minded individuals, and it's especially with the high expectations you have for the Eagles, the Sixers season, and then DeSean coming in and Tobias Harris. It's gonna be a blast, man. But all right, let's get to the negative though. The Phillies. How do you fix it?
How do you blow a 7-run lead in the third inning? I mean, I'm sorry, but like, Gabe Kapler's got to manage his team better and understand that when you're going into a game with an opponent that doesn't even, 30 wins maybe? I don't even know how many wins they have. You got to blow them out. You got to completely take control, don't let off the gas, and just completely keep hitting and hitting. And, you know, I'm not sure what he's doing. I mean, as a manager, and I'm really disappointed in him. I really am.
Yeah, he has no feel, Andrew. He has no feel. And to answer your question, they came into yesterday's game with 45 wins, 45-81.
That's just awful. But to get to your other question of who I'd love to meet, I met this guy back in this ex NFL player who's now since passed away. I met him when I was 10 years old, and he came out with a book called Minister of Defense. Do you know who it is?
Oh yeah, Reggie White.
And I have his jersey on. So I met him about 10 years, when I was 10 years old, at a store called The Mustard Seed in Exton, Pennsylvania. And he was just the nicest guy. I only met him for about 5 minutes. And he was just, I thought he was scary on the field, but he was just a teddy bear when I first met
him. And you said you were 10 when you met him?
Yeah, and he was such a nice guy, and, rest in peace, but I would love to meet him again to just have a beer with him and just, you know, talk about football and Christianity with him, because I've heard he was just such a great guy on the field and off the field, so that's the player I would love to see again.
Andrew, thanks for the phone call, man, and have fun at FanFest. Hopefully you can find me, we can chat, but you won't hear a lot of negative stories about Reggie White. He seemed like just a genuinely great guy. Teammates, fans, like Andrew just met him. And it's so big, too, when you're a little kid, because all these athletes, you know, and I'm not a huge It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan. I know a lot of people are like, all right, I'm tuning out. Give me a break. I'm not a huge fan of the show. But I do think the Chase Utley letter is hilarious. And Rob McElhenney, who's the creator of the show, said, you know, I did that because we have this idea in our heads that these athletes are always older than us. Because you grow up with, you know, pro athletes and they're always older than you. But then eventually it's like, no, they're actually younger than you. But you talk up to them, hi, Mr. Utley. And it's like, bro, I'm the same age as you. And sometimes it's trippy to think about that. And that's why he wrote the letter the way he did. And when you're that age, when you're 10 years old and you're looking up at athletes, like they're larger than life. You never think that you're actually to run into them. Now, sometimes it goes the wrong way and you meet an athlete and they could be a jerk. But then sometimes you end up having a chance encounter with them and they're everything you wanted and more, and they're cool and they're down to earth. And, you know, another guy who is like that a lot of times is Charles Barkley. You don't hear a lot of negative stories about Charles Barkley because when people meet him, you know, he's such a nice down to earth guy, and it can have such an impact on a kid's life too. And I think a lot of athletes realize that. So when a kid's coming up to him, it's, you know, one thing. And they're really nice to him and stuff, but it can truly, like, you know, have such an impact and create a fan when you're a little kid and you end up meeting, you know, your favorite athlete and they end up being super cool and you remember that for the rest of your life. So, look, and one of mine growing up will be at FanFest today. It was Allen Iverson, and, fingers crossed, it's going to be a tough meet and greet even for a guy who works there to meet him. But, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for FanFest. Just to push off the negativity of the Phillies loss and kind of forget about it. 610-632-0975. But until that happens, though, we got to talk about it. How do you fix it? How do you fix this Phillies team? It's Patty with you until, 10 o'clock? Yeah. And then I hand it off to Andrew Salchunas and Jimmy Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic FanFest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for FanFest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic FanFest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale. Serves up, and the prices are down at Gateway Kia. Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau. Come see just how low can we go. How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale. Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I am Tom Sherwood with Limbaugh Company. We are proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Since 1901, Limbaugh has provided a fully integrated engineering, construction, and service enterprise. Our motto is always safety, integrity, innovation, and accountability. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargatto. Oh, I'm so ready for football, aren't you? Just make sure you bet with the best. My guys in Lamar Casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. My guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook have it all in person at the fabulous $10 million new sportsbook or online. All you got to do is download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app right now in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $250. These are my guys, the guys I trust at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Place all your favorite sports bets, points bets, money lines, even live in-game betting. All at the click of a button from anywhere in PA. Set up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $250. Your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet up to $250. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on a loss as a free bet. You must be in Pennsylvania. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends and family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Verazio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Hey, Phillies fans. This Friday, T-Mobile is connecting you to one of your favorite baseball players. Phillies slugger and first baseman Rhys Hoskins will be at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store from noon to 1 p.m. You can snag a photo with Hoskins, win prizes, and even score free gear. Don't miss out on meeting Rhys Hoskins at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. See you there. First come, first serve, while supplies last. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie from My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk, Brexton and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We're fine.
Stop saying it. We're not fine.
Sick of hearing it, D-Train.
Kicking ass and taking names.
I opened the show and I told the story, if you missed it. So I get home last night. I have an eight-month-old at home. And he's crying. And he's just bawling his eyes out. And normally I chalk it up to, okay, look, he's a baby. Babies cry, all right? So you ask him nicely to stop. They don't. And then you just give him a bottle or something, and then they stop. It's called parenting, D-Train. Give him a bottle, they stop. But I get home last night, and he's crying his eyes out. And normally, when he's crying, I just think, like, there's no reason for this. Like, there's just not. He's just crying for the sake of crying. I went, no, this kid has a reason. Because he must have watched last night's Phillies game. And he's only been around for 8 months, so he doesn't know that this is like, this can happen. Bad losses like this can happen. But he's got to be crying his eyes out because he sat through a 19-11 loss where you were up 7-0. That's the only explanation for him bawling his eyes out. It's not teething. It's not that he's hungry. He doesn't need a new diaper. No. It's got to be he watched that atrocity on a Friday night. Now, I think luckily for a lot of people, they weren't watching the Phillies last night because it is a Friday night. They're out. They're doing stuff. You know, they're having a good time. They're not watching the Phillies blow a 7-0 lead and then give up 19 runs. Give up 12 unanswered runs to the Marlins, to a team whose leadoff hitter was named Birdie. He had Birdman on his jersey. Neil Walker, Brian Andrews. I mean, come on. I honestly think we should have a contest at FanFest later today of, all right, put away your cell phone, name me 5 Miami Marlins players. And I'm not going to rip people who can't do it because they're a Triple-A team. And that's a team you lost to. Now, all show long, I've been asking, if there's one move to make, what is the move you make to fix this team? Dusty Baker's my answer. I want an old-school manager in here. All right? I want a guy who has a feel for the game. Gabe doesn't have that. I need a guy who just goes off instinct and gut and experience. Gabe doesn't do that. Gabe doesn't have that. Gabe goes off the iPad. Gabe goes off matchups. Gabe goes off analytics. Analytics are fine, okay? I'm not anti-analytics. It's knowledge. It's data. What I have a problem with is when you dive so deep into analytics that you only believe the analytics. And I think Gabe is one of those people at times. And he doesn't have a feel for the game because of it, which is amazing because he was a bench player. Bench players usually make the best managers. You know, look at Charlie Manuel. Charlie Manuel's major league stats are putrid. He had to go over to Japan to play. And he ends up being the best manager in franchise history. You could make the argument. Sans Connie Mack, I guess, if you want to go way back. Wait, no, he was the Philadelphia A's, I think. Look, I wasn't alive. But there's got to be, you know, if there's one thing to fix, for me, it's the manager. For a lot of people out there, they're saying, hey, go get a pitcher. Go get Gerrit Cole. Now, Bailey Andrews tweets saying, you're patching holes in the Titanic with a Band-Aid until you get rid of McFailure. Incompetent Klintak and Gabe. They have proven they cannot draft, develop, and evaluate talent. Their approach is flawed. They are in denial due to sheer arrogance. Stop the madness. Well, drafting, developing for this current regime, too early to say. All right. I mean, they drafted Adam Haseley. I'm high on Adam Haseley. I think Adam Haseley is going to be a really good player. He's probably going to be your starting center fielder next year. They drafted Alec Baum high. You know, he looks like a really good player, but, you know, jury's still out, obviously, because a guy like Mikel Franco in Double-A was hitting like 40 home runs. He looked like a stud, and he sucks. So you can be fooled for sure. But early on, I think these guys are players. So I think this current regime for drafting, developing, jury's still out. But what isn't out is the fact that it's all in the name. McPhail. It's all in the name. And I brought up earlier about how what annoys me about sports is you have guys who continue to get jobs because of who they know. You know, if I had to write a book on sports, it would be it's all about who you know. Sometimes talent, no, that doesn't get you anywhere. It's all about who you know, especially in coaching. Every once in a while, it happens as a player. Sean Rodriguez. But in coaching and in front office work, it's so true. You could be the worst coach in the world, Jeff Fisher, and you will still get head coaching jobs because of who you know. And if you want an example of that, just came out today. Just came out today of an example of that very thing I'm talking about. It's all about who you know. Doesn't matter what you did. Hey, you got a friend in a high place, he'll take care of you. He will absolutely take care of you. Remember that coach for the Miami Dolphins, Chris Forrester, the offensive line coach, who was banging lines of cocaine? Remember that guy? Yeah, who like, first of all, didn't really have a great offensive line to begin with. Wasn't exactly the Juan Castillo, the Howard Mudd offensive line coach. He wasn't this like guru. Remember that guy who like was literally caught snorting cocaine on camera? Well, he just got a job. 49ers. 49ers gave him an opportunity. How generous of them. That literally proves my point. That all you need, the only thing you need, is a friend in a high place. Andy McPhail is a prime example of that. He had one good year with the Chicago Cubs. He drafted Manny Machado with the Baltimore Orioles. And other than that, he's been a McFailure his entire career. Now he's running your organization, and he's coming and addressing the media saying, well, you know, hey, if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. What? No, you tell that to Baltimore. Baltimore fans will accept if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Okay? You can't say that to the Phillies fans. We don't take that. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Because then you're going to look at the bottom line of, why is attendance down? Well, if I go, I go. If I don't, I don't. That's what they're going to say. I would have no issue whatsoever if they got rid of him. The problem is they gave the guy a contract extension. What in the world did that guy do to earn a contract extension? He's been here for, I think, 5 years now. It's either 4 or 5. What has Andy McPhail done to get a contract extension? I have no problems with them cleaning house on him. I am so out on Andy McPhail and on Gabe Kapler. And if it wasn't for the offseason that Matt Klentak had of acquiring a JT Realmuto, acquiring a Gene Segura, signing Andrew McCutchen, signing Bryce Harper, because I think those were good signings. If it wasn't for that, I'd be out on him too. Now, if you tell me you're out on Matt Klentak, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong because he did ignore pitching. So, look, there's a lot of blame to go around. We're going to get to it. Steve and Ardmore, I'm going to get to you. I got to hit a break, though. 610-632-0975. It's Pat Egan leading you up to FanFest. And Andrew Shalchunas and Jamie Lynch, they'll be coming on at 10 o'clock live from Xfinity Live. Can't wait. But until then, 610-632-0975. Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR that's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, it's all about family, and you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear or your first service, or your next toy.
Join DHY for their next bike night, Monday, September 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, and check out our inventory of fun-to-ride Yamahas. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. Online at DHY.com.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What? But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
College and pro football are about to kick off their seasons. Baseball's heading towards the playoffs. The best time of the year is almost here. Right now with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, you can get in on the action with their best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And with the football season approaching, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or both New York teams will score a touchdown in week one. And if they do, you'll double your money. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code FANATIC when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users can use code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Folks, you've seen this new beautiful showroom. It's large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. They built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to the fireplace. You'll also get a free car wash after every service appointment. Drive home the Subaru you've always wanted at the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now. All 2019 Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, and Legacies are 0% financing for the month of August. You all know Subarus are built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes so much sense. While you're there, check out the all-new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and details. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Rips Renovations. Rips Renovations with Rip Daniels.
Home Depot's making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience at the Home Depot.
Shop the best brands with gallons starting from just $19.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Meineke knows it's back to school time. Get your family vehicle ready to go with 50% off brake pads. Conventional oil changes starting at $19.95. Synthetic for only $49.95. Up to 5 quarts 020 with standard filter. Meineke, doing car care right.
Philly sports fans, the energy of the city. 97.5, the Fanatic.
FanFest is a matter of hours away. Seems like it was like forever ago. We announced it. We kept adding to it, kept adding to it. It's finally here. I'm pumped. If you're driving down there to tailgate, make sure to call up the Chewness and the Bro. They'll take you guys from 10 o'clock until 12. But football season. I keep bringing up. Football season is not started. I can't get over preseason football. Do we have this? Yeah, we do. Okay. So, football season has not started professionally. You can't convince me that Clayton Thorson throwing a football is professional football. It's not. It's just gross. But college football season kicks off today, and it kicks off with a really, really good game. Former Temple great head coach Manny Diaz and his Miami Hurricanes will take on Florida. And, Steve, I'm going to get to you in a minute to talk about the Phillies, but I know a lot of people in this town cannot stand Michael Irvin because he was a Cowboy. I need more of this passion. I need Michael Irvin screaming about the Phillies the way he is so hyped up about this game. So here's Michael Irvin before, I guess it was during a pep rally, regards to this Miami versus Florida game. That's all. Let's go. Yeah, you can cut it now. We're going to go to your house, put our foot on your throat, and snatch out your damn heart. And he is ready to blow a gasket. He is so hype right now. And this is a man who had like heart issues, I feel like, not too long ago. But he is ready to go to war right now with Miami versus Florida. If you've seen this video, it is absolutely incredible. kudos to Michael Irvin for still bringing that energy. I wish one team who brought a little bit of that energy was the Phillies last night. End up losing 19-11. They were up 7-0 early on. They end up blowing it. I want to talk about Steve from Ardmore. Steve, how do you fix this, man?
I agree with you with regard to Andy McPhail and Klintak and all these guys, but you said one person, correct? One move. Yeah, the one move has got to be Gabe Kapler. Let me tell you the two reasons why. The very first reason is if you look at the stats on this team since he's been the coach, no one that I'm aware of, no one has gotten better. No one.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with that.
Hoskins, Herrera's gone. The three pitchers that the three blind mice that are pitching for them, none of those people have gotten any better. So if you're a manager, whether you're managing, business, a team, but you think that your employees are going to at least stay about the same, and you would hope that whoever you hire, the employers are going to get better at whatever they're selling, whatever they're doing, okay? And the other thing that I really believe is the reason why the bullpen is the way it is because of him. He, over the years, pulls pitchers before. I mean, I really believe that a lot of these pitchers have gotten hurt because he's thrown these people out there. It's amazing to me. He pulls people after three innings.
It drives me nuts. It's like he has the opposite of when you're sitting there as a fan going, Jesus, man, he doesn't have it, pull him. He doesn't pull him. And when you're sitting there and you're like, all right, this guy's cruising, he'll pull him too early.
You said earlier that coaches need to have a feel. That was a great statement, he does not have a feel. I mean, last night you watched that game and you could just see that this guy, he's pitching, is going downhill. It's just not going to, it ain't going to work. And he pulls him too late. He pulls him too early. He doesn't have the right feel for the thing. The one guy, before I go, the one guy you said, who I'd like to meet in person, I'd like to meet Larry Brown and sit down and have a talk with him. Larry Brown.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the great coaches, not just basketball coaches, but I mean, obviously basketball, but I just think he's a great mind. He's a guy that's won wherever he's going.
The only place he didn't win is the Knicks, and you can give him a pass for that because it's the Knicks.
Yeah, but I mean, he hasn't had great teams that are, he's not a Popovich, Belichick. He's not one of these guys that goes and has great teams.
Yeah, but and Steve, thanks for the phone call, man. And this is a guy who won an ABA championship with the Virginia Squires and then came to the NBA and won an NBA championship. Unfortunately, it wasn't with the Sixers, but it was with the Detroit Pistons. I remember when he was hired, I was young, but it was like, all right, like they finally got an actual head coach to deal with Allen Iverson. And, those two clashed a lot, but the one season was magical in 2001. He had his faults, but he would definitely be an interesting, an interesting interview for sure. Especially with, the fact that he went down to SMU. He was doing great there. And then they had the coaching allegations. I think now he's like coaching high school, which he always said, coaches are going to coach. Coaches are always going to sit there and want to coach. And I'm pretty sure he's like coaching a high school team, but there was a guy who would always stop by the Villanova practices and hit up Jay Wright. And there was a speculation that if Jay Wright were to go to the NBA, they would hire Larry Brown. But, I agree. I think Larry Brown is one of the most criminally underrated coaches in NBA history. I really do. And you look at the rosters that he's had, like Steve brought up, they rarely ever have, a ton of killers on them. Now, a lot of that is to his doing because he picks, a lot of times he handpicks the rosters. But Larry Brown would be a great one. Some of the ones that I've gotten on Twitter, one that I got was hilarious was Pat Burrell. And, I think if you watch the Machine video, Pat Burrell would definitely be up there for me. But just to hear about his antics and out and about in Center City during his heyday, that would be epic. Look, I pray that something changes with the Phillies, and I pray that it happens soon. I don't think it's going to, and that was one of the frustrating things is yesterday, Joe and Devon, who do a great job at night, they were saying this is a game where you call somebody in the office and you fire them. And it's still amazing to me that they never fired Chris Young, the pitching coach, when they fired John Mailey, the hitting coach, because I really think the two go hand in hand. And Steve brought up a phenomenal point, and I myself have brought the same point up. No one's gotten better. No one. And they obviously made a mistake with the pitching rotation this season, but you expected one of those guys to at least take a minor step forward. They've all taken steps backwards. And that is a systematic problem. You know, red flags go up when you have three young pitchers and none of them get better. They all get worse, and they all have been designated at one time or another to the bullpen. And that's an issue. When you're jerking guys around and making them a starting pitcher, but then a bullpen for a week and then a back to a starter, believe it or not, it does have an effect on these guys. And it not just confidence wise, but the mindset of a starting pitcher versus a reliever. And that's what Gabe Kapler's done, and that goes back to feel. But you wouldn't know that if you're just looking at numbers, because there's a human element involved with this. So my move would be to bring in a veteran manager, whether it be Joe Maddon. I like Dusty Baker because of his rapport with Bryce Harper. But rest assured, if Gabe Kapler is not here next season, it's because of one guy. And it's not Gabe Kapler. It's because Bryce Harper told them that he doesn't want to play for him. And that's going to speak volumes. Bryce will never say it publicly, but don't get fooled. I think Matt Klentak wants Gabe Kapler here because it was the most controversial hire, and he wants it to work out. And it's a lot like in the NFL when you draft a quarterback high and you reach on him like a Ryan Tannehill. You force him to be a starting quarterback early than you would think. He probably should be holding a clipboard because you want to see him succeed because you want to prove I was right. And Matt Klentak wants to prove he was right by hiring Gabe. If Gabe gets fired, it's because of the guy who's got 12 years left on his contract, and not because of Gabe Kapler, not because of Matt Klentak. It's because Bryce Harper told him, I don't want to play for this guy. Coming up next, live from FanFest, is Andrew Salchunas and Jamie Lynch. We'll take you up till 12 o'clock. It's been fun. Hopefully I'll see all of you guys down there in a matter of hours. I'm Pat Egan with you till tomorrow night. I'll be on from 8 to midnight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.